3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Technocrat Live. I'm Matt Newhall, and here is Matt Santarpia and Mike Monday of the Everyday Nonsense Podcast. And these guys are great. You guys are really funny, and you have the gift of gab. You've got great voices, and you've got a great presence.
You are too kind.
Yeah, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I really wanted to have you on my show because
this is a big honor for us.
This way I could actually look funny for at least a couple of hours during my...
Right. Well, there's a few things in life, and I think you would agree, Mike, that we really...
take notes.
You know...
Go ahead.
We realize how special they are, right?
Right, like the birth of our kids, right?
The meeting of our spouses, our wives, and being on this podcast.
Being on
when
the Technocrat.
They met each other,
right.
Or when
being
you met them?
And being on this podcast
right.
is really exciting.
Technocrat is right there.
Yeah, it's up there.
Right
it's
there.
Up there.
Yeah. When the wives meet is also pretty important, I found out. You
that's
know,
true.
First
that's
impressions,
true.
You know.
Oh, no, that's
right.
A big deal. We've been friends for so long that that's definitely a big deal, right?
Right.
Now, Mike and I have known each other for over 20 years, and we've known each other
right.
almost 20 years.
Almost
and you know
years.
My wife, because you are, you know, best friends with my brother-in-law.
Right.
You know my wife over 20 years.
Who I invited to be here, by the way.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was on, right? Wasn't Brad
he was,
on?
Yeah, Brad Dillon, if you
that.
Missed that.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Check it out. He's very... He and I could not stop laughing.
Well, I mean, you know
the
each other how
the,
many years?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just... He was playing... He lied. He really was playing hangman with himself.
Right.
Like, for the first 20 minutes.
I hope that's not an indication of how things are expected to go.
Well, he insisted that he wasn't doing that when we went live, and I'm like, you were playing hangman
yeah,
with
well,
yourself.
That
totally
sums it up.
You.
Well,
I wonder who won.
We want to thank Steve, our engineer, though.
Steve?
Steve. He makes us look very good.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So we're here anyway.
Oh, good
and he can actually outshout us when he needs
right.
us to shut the hell
good.
Up.
Nice to have an engineer. Let me tell you. Nice. A professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun for us, man. I appreciate you having us on. It's cool.
Yeah, this is part of a live show is you absolutely have to have an engineer. Like, I could do the stuff that Steve's doing. I don't know if I could do it as well. Not trying to brag or
how
anything.
How could you talk and then do everything?
Yeah, you
and
can't.
You can't. You
can't.
Know, the levels, the light.
Yeah, I mean, you
the
maybe
plant.
Could do some
no,
of
lot.
It. The plants,
right?
Right. They need to be watered
right.
periodically.
Yeah. He's going over the spritzer while we're here.
Right, right. He does it all. He's painting. I saw him doing some light spackling.
Yeah,
when we walk
right.
In.
This brick wall's brand
very
new.
Good. He's right. very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
He's a one-stop shop, that Steve.
Big Steve.
Way to be.
All right. So if you guys have any questions, you can ask him. That's how we do things here. So if there's like,
we can
you know,
ask
like
who?
Steve.
We can ask Steve?
You can ask Steve if we need a fact check.
Oh, right. You mentioned that.
Oh,
yeah,
fact
yeah.
check. See, that's the one
check.
Thing about our show that we have a disclaimer almost every show that
right.
we do not fact check. And
yeah.
we will say things, and
right.
they might not be true.
I
and you need to
check.
Accept that if you're going to listen to
we'll
it.
We'll have a check.
You know, it's funny because this is like, so I'm come from the sysadmin world, and everything is all about credibility, right? So I'm just super
Wait,
used to being...
what world are you from?
World
I'm sorry.
From?
The sysadmin world, the computer...
the system administration.
The system administration, where you're literally responsible for 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 computers, and like, you know, people's payroll, and whatever the business strategy is, you literally can see this data.
Yeah, you can.
They often ask you to fix
operate
it.
Today. Am I right? Without a computer.
You
I mean,
can't. No.
No way.
Can't do anything.
A person can't
yeah,
operate
you
without
can't
one.
Imagine not having your phone.
Y'all singing my song.
Right. No, it's true. And if memory serves me correctly, weren't you in charge of a huge hospital system administration or school system?
I've worked at multiple universities. And, I mean, the stuff that you have
right.
to fix, I mean, sometimes it's just, especially if it's an emergency, there's no, it's just, okay, you're on, you know.
So it's unit heat reason we got that F. I knew it. It's the IT guy.
Yeah, he's like in war games,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Would you like to
right.
play a game?
Yeah, I mean, this is the life of the technocrat. You have all these. So, like I got used to this idea that my credibility, you know, I like being silly.
Sure.
I'm friends with Brad.
Yeah, right. You're
you know,
friends
I mean,
with silly people.
I'm friends with silly people, and I'm used to.
Not like me. I'm friends with
I'm used
no,
to
all
everything
straight edge,
be
serious.
Factual, and it just turns me into brainy smurf.
Right.
And I mean, you know, it's really hard to balance, you know, being goofy and fun, and along with actually also maintaining a reputation for being serious.
What
so I'm actually thinking about going into comedy to try to get to merge the two.
Wow, look at you.
I don't even know how to do it. I mean, I just have to throw myself in there. I don't know
right.
what else to do.
You could be the Technomat.
Oh.
I like that one.
All right, how about that? That could
Steve,
be your comedy name.
What?
How about that?
What?
The Techno-Mat.
Well, we got two Mats here. That's going to be confusing.
It's very easy for me. I said it's
right.
My wife.
That's why we had the name.
Before we came over here, I was like, the only reason I'm doing this is because his name is Matt, and I don't have to remember.
His name is Matt.
That's right. It's
in
so
computer
easy.
Science, we call that a name collision. Yeah. But, you know, that's a scope error. Yeah. Right. So, let's see. So I wanted to ask you guys about how you got the idea to get into a podcast.
Oh, really?
Right. Like, when did you originally conceive of this? I mean, I know you started it recently, but you mentioned on one of your shows it was
I
early
think,
on
Mike,
in life.
You got to answer that, but I think we've been talking, doing this. It feels like we've been doing this our whole lives.
Well, it goes way back when we were in high school. We did theater together.
Baby. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a nose with legs. I was only this tall.
That's right. We did theater together.
Right. Surprise.
And we had a lot of friends in the theater department, whatever. We were kind of goofy people or whatever. So
right.
We back then, we actually made cassette tape recordings of ourselves hanging out.
Right.
In Matt's house. He had converted right. his garage into the lounge.
Right.
Which is where we hung out with
right,
these
right.
old, like, Victorian couches.
Yeah, like
and Cadillac hubcap caps all over the
garage,
wall.
A detached garage.
Very
similar.
Right,
yeah.
Right. A dartboard. We play Monopoly.
Yeah.
Way too much for people to play Monopoly, right? And we would record then, and then we kind of forgot about it. And then fast forward to this past Super Bowl.
What were you recording with? Was it like
a Walkman
yeah.
or something?
Not even a Walkman. No, but you know, ones with the big buttons in the front.
A Victrola. Remember those things?
No.
Was it a Victrola?
Yes. We were recording player piano soundtracks.
Mary had
later.
A little lamb.
Right, exactly.
Fleece was white as...
No, but it was an old...
That was like one of those ones, you know, it's kind of flat, the tape, it comes
yeah,
up
top
loading.
Yeah, an old recorder. Like,
right, tape
yeah.
in, hit record and play at the same time to record.
Something our kids wouldn't even know what it is.
And by the way, just for the record, in case you were wondering if they're really like this, they are. This
yeah,
is
we really
totally
like
unscripted.
This
is the script. I haven't even really looked at it yet.
Heavily, heavily medicated, but unscripted.
That's right. So anyway, fast forward to this past Super Bowl. Matt was at my house for a party or whatever.
Right.
And we were just kind of hanging out, you know? And I think right then I was like, let's do a podcast.
We
right? And my cousin was there, and she's like, you guys should totally do a podcast.
Yeah. Right.
So we said, all right. We went and got a little bit of equipment set up in my basement and, you know, the saloon.
And that and the rest is history.
And
kind of caught
yeah.
on fire.
Yeah, we started recording
we started
in March.
I caught your first episode.
Right,
Christine,
right.
Christine reposted it on.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was just like, what? And I'm like, I checked it out, and I'm like, these guys are great.
Oh, thanks.
What
oh, thanks.
Is going
well,
on?
Well, thank you.
So I've actually listened to all your episodes. So.
Oh, wow.
I watched
great.
It, too, but it was very boring.
He's
it's the same picture.
Right. It doesn't change. It doesn't change. We did do a Facebook
nothing,
Live,
nothing's
though.
Changing. It's just it always looks the same.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, it's a damn nice picture, though, isn't it?
It's a very good picture. I feel like I'm there.
Right, right. That's like kind of our idea, right? Like, we want you to feel like you're at the bar or
right.
my house or our house, just hanging out with
conversation.
Us. We make sure we
right.
crack beers into the microphone, things like that.
Exactly.
Make,
nice.
You know, make it seem like
so
you're
is
there.
So are you actually cracking beers into the microphone every time, or is that sound effects like a... like a?
No, Mike is actually cracking multiple beers
yeah.
on the microphone.
Right. I wasn't talking about how many beers, yeah, but that's funny, too.
That's all real, I can assure you.
A couple of them are drops.
Oh, thank you for supplying beers,
not
by the way.
Few, of
right, but very few, right, right, right. In fact, we make sure we wait to over eight, wait to
right.
open it. I'll simply sit in there
yeah,
waiting
yeah.
for the opportune time to make that sound happen.
Yeah. Awesome, man. So, like, so we have we do a segment on here. I just do a quick news segment for the people who watch every week. So I'm just going to go, feel free to chime in.
Yeah, here. Love to chime
love
in
chiming.
On the news.
It's,
right.
it's actually a pretty slow week, but it's just
is it about the Russians?
It's not about the Russians.
Oh,
so I got to tell you, there's the one thing about. So it was not shocking at all when anything about Russia and hacking came into the news, because if you are in the business and you're just sitting in a computer looking at the log files, seeing stuff come in for the internet, there's attacks coming from the whole planet. Most people don't realize this. The internet is a global war. There is a constant warm war.
Wow, you make
happening.
Me nervous when he
really?
Says it's a global
I want to turn
war.
Off my phone right now.
I know, really. Shut the phone off. Knock it down.
I have an M80
so,
in my pocket
global
right
war.
Now.
What the hell are we doing
on the podcast? It's like, you know, it's like China and Korea and Russia and
listen,
Israel and
Russia's,
the United States
Russia's
and
been bothering
Europe
us since Rocky.
Right?
Have we learned nothing from Rocky?
But by Rocky 5, they came around. Right?
Remember the
Rocky
end
I would destroy
right.
you.
Right.
At the end, Gorbachev stood up and clapped for Rocky.
Well,
at the end of the Rocky was
I think what we found out here is that Rocky started the internet, and this is why we're here. is that where we're going? Right?
I think that's where we're going.
We thought it was Al Gore, but it turned out it was Rocky.
Turns out
it was
Rocky. Stallone, I put my money
and
on
Gorby. Rocky Gorby.
Rocky
and
Gorby.
It's a joint venture.
Yeah. No, but I'm never surprised about the hacking. But not just Russia. I mean, I'm joking, but any country. I mean, that's their biggest asset.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to beat us militarily.
Right.
They're going to beat us where it hurts,
well,
and that's with the computer.
Right.
Well, no, but that,
right? Absolutely, right? I mean, you shut a country's power grid down, you own them.
You can't turn your laptop or your phone on. I have a heart attack.
Right.
I'm at work today. My Surface wouldn't boot up. I'm
like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what's going on, right? We can't work without anything.
Well, even on a smaller level, like my sister recently went to get her screen fixed on her phone. She picks it up. You know, a half an hour later, the screen is fixed, and she gets like 25 calls from Bangladesh.
What?
Instantly, right after she picks up.
Oh, that was
her phone.
Me. I'm sorry.
Right,
you know?
right.
So she goes back. It's even on that smaller level.
Yeah, they might
and
even
it's
have.
A pain.
Well, so that could have happened a bunch of different ways. They could have put a piece of software on there that just phone, you know, sent a packet back over the internet and said, "Help, here's the phone number." It could have happened because the person actually sold them out and gave them, and you know, and emailed the phone number out to, you know, for a dollar.
Right.
You know, because there's markets for these things.
Oh, a dollar. Huh?
You know,
a dollar per number.
That's not bad.
I'm probably overselling.
And, what's your number? What's your number? Steve, you want to text us your number? But is there a real way? I'm just thinking of this as you're talking, Matt. Is there a way really to stop it? I mean, these companies, my company, every giant company invests.
It's an arms race.
Millions and hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, right?
But the technology, I think, changes so quickly. I am not a technology guy either, Matt, but we're interested in it.
So,
right? Like, you know,
so this is one of the things. This happens at, you know, the thing that most people don't realize is this even happens to the pros. People get into technology vapor lock. Literally, the technologies are changing faster than people can make the words for them.
Right.
Colleges can't write curriculums for what's going on out there anymore because
that's
by the time
true.
They've written
that's
the curriculum
true.
For a four-year degree, it's over.
Yeah. Right.
That's it.
Well, it's steroids in baseball. Same thing.
You know,
they change what they're taking because the test caught up with that. So now they're ahead of the game. The test catches up, and the steroids jump ahead. Like, you know.
That's why I don't do steroids anymore.
Well, right. But
except my nose.
You are paying the price.
I inject my nose
so
daily.
Right. You should see his back knee. He still has. Disgusting. Luckily, it's covered up with hair. What's worse than back knee is hair covered back knee.
Jeez. Anyway, we could talk about hacking.
Got Engelbert Humperdinck shaved into his back. Bless you, Steve.
God bless you, Steve.
Thank you. Good night.
He's allergic.
Steve's actually got a band that is all the members are in different countries or in different places all over the world.
Really?
So, yeah,
what?
He's a musician. He's a singer.
How do you do
band.
A concert?
Well, they're working on that. They're writing an album right now.
Five
they're
going to
tour.
Tour.
Wow.
They're
going to
meet and tour.
Oh, you're going to meet together until you're not going to tour on screens.
No, we're going to meet together.
Oh, that would be spectacular.
Like giant screens.
Out.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Solo shows in New York.
Wow, let us know. That's interesting.
Like Max Headroom.
Right.
Nice.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, man, it's really like, you know, and because they can just, you know, collaborate over the internet.
Wow, that is very cool.
They just, you know, send each other clips and...
Yeah, but I have heard that. I have heard people collaborating, making albums and musicians over the internet. Well, we've heard that.
Sounds like a front for hackers,
Steve. Yeah, sounds like a hacking scheme
hacking
to
front.
Me, Steve.
Yeah, and once in a while, their older phone numbers get sold. So,
right, yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. Right.
All right, so cool. So the we didn't even get to the news.
No, I'm sorry.
No, sorry about that.
It's perfect, man. I love it. Greed and gladflies are the topics. So the greed one is actually kind of good. The greed lost, at least in Ohio. So I don't know if red light cameras piss you guys off.
Yeah, I don't like them.
But you know what? It turns out no one does.
No one likes
them. And no one in Ohio likes them either.
Except the red light manufacturer.
Yeah, except
the guy that makes
and
them.
And the politicians, right. Because they get lots of tax revenue from it.
Right.
So in Ohio, they basically said that they changed the standard for by which they're allowed to put red light cameras up. Now they're going to put red light cameras up. This just happened this week. That they can only put red light cameras if it reduces a safety risk. You know, in other words, if they make an intersection safer,
right.
You can't just put them up for money anymore.
Right.
Oh, so it's not
huge,
okay.
This is a huge change.
So I think
change.
I've read...
It's just in one state, but...
I could be wrong, but I think I read that the most recent study about the red light cameras, at least around here, were that there are more accidents, but less severe. So there's been less severe injuries, deaths, whatever, at these intersections. However, there's more fender benders.
Right.
I
can see that.
Right. Because, you know, one person's like, I can make
the
it.
The minute you hear to see the light, you're like,
everyone slows down to nothing, you know, from 60 miles an hour.
Which reminds me of our next episode about the bumper bullies and how ridiculous those are.
Right, those bumper guards.
Right, maybe that's why. Maybe because of the red light cameras now people are putting bumper bullies on their 94 Saturns.
Yeah,
you know.
I've got the Marauder, you know, Marauder, burnouts, no problem.
Yeah, well, that's a cop car.
Burnouts all day, like, yeah. So whenever I'm at a red light, a red light camera, red light, when it turns green, burnout.
You go. But you don't have a bumper bully on that thing.
I do.
No way, you're a bumper bully guy.
I'm surprised you have a bumper bully.
I have
bars. At least it's on a nice car.
Yeah, I have bars on all my cars, but it's not I don't like bump into other people. It's
right.
The rear bumper on the Marauder,
well,
the market
value.
Too.
It's a big car. Yeah.
Because it's a rare bumper, it's $2,500.
Just for the bumper.
Just
right.
for the bumper.
Wow.
Someone slammed in the back of me on a stop sign.
I'm sorry about that, by the way.
So I put a trailer hitch and I put, it absorbs the blow. It has a rubber, rubber impact mechanism.
Wow.
And between the trailer hitch and a metal bar, and if someone hits the back of me, it absorbs up to 5
miles. Look at that. Well, that's not a bumper bully. That's
no, we're right. thinking of like
that's
that,
legit
that,
cool.
that cover on a bumper.
Right.
The thin, the flat
like
thing?
The mud flap.
Oh, they yeah. just suck.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Right.
No.
You have the real
say,
deal.
Man, I'm glad
no, I have like fucking, like it looks like Mad Max, like bars coming out of the cars and stuff.
That is indeed a bumper bully.
Yeah, that's a real bully.
But we talk about how you only see those on like 94 Saturns or 89 Sunbirds. You know, like nobody was really nice.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
Steve.
I got input on the news. So, I didn't put that on my news, but I should have. But, well, yeah, so I have, forget the van. So I have a 4x4 van. Yeah, well, it's, I guess somebody would technically call it a Class B, but it's just the bumper on the front of it is like a moose stopper, really, is what it's meant, so that if you hit an animal, because we're going to go cross country with it.
Oh, boy.
You know, so if we went cross country with it, and if I hit an animal, it wouldn't disable the van.
No, you. Yeah.
I mean, it would bend
especially
it up.
Especially if you backed into it with that thing behind
it wouldn't help if it was going back.
Right? You'd be the best hunter going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that way, if we're hungry, we just, you know, aim for them instead of avoiding them.
Fresh venison.
Yeah, so, all right, so that was the one news thing. There's another one. So the Gladflies one is actually, so there was a thing with Trump where they... the court ruled, and it's either a federal court or the Supreme Court, I don't know which one, ruled that Trump's not allowed to block his critics.
Oh, I read that. If you're a public figure, you can't block your critics on Twitter.
Right, it's not just about Trump, it's about all
public
figures.
Right, all public figures, which is interesting.
Yeah. Now someone can sit there and heckle you.
So, Mike, you can't block me.
So if you run for office... He can't block you.
Well, right.
I mean, you can't block him.
Right.
Right.
But the institution can if it's out of control, right? So Twitter can step in and block this user.
Right, right.
So he can still report, or anybody can just report anyone they want.
Right.
Right, but it has to be egregious.
Well,
I think that's good.
Oh, egregious.
So, right? You like that word? $5 word.
See, here's the interesting thing. There could be case law where it led to a situation where... the terms of service of one of those media companies could actually be called into question. Are you consistently administering it?
Right.
Or are you favoring one politician over another?
Right.
As an extension of...
But it goes for everybody.
As a case law extension of that law.
I think it's a good
that ruling.
I would agree with that.
I'm for it.
I'm okay with it, too.
But can't you... And correct me if I'm wrong. But can't
you're
you
wrong.
Mute... You're wrong. Can't you mute someone on Twitter?
You can.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
I mean, you don't see their comments.
You don't see them,
exist.
And they don't see you.
So then, why don't you just do that? Anyone?
It's just you don't see them.
You don't see them. Right. The voice. Oh, you don't see
right.
them.
Okay. But if I went onto that Twitter page,
I'm so anti-censorship. I just put up with the fire hose. So you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's an open format.
Right. I just let anyone post anything to me, or I post any. You know, I never block anyone because I'm just like, I'll just deal with it.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Because what if they're right once? Right. You know.
Well, that's the thing, man. You got to sometimes take them seriously too.
Right. You got to take them seriously because it doesn't even matter if you don't really. Someone else takes them.
Well, negative doesn't mean wrong.
Right. Everyone needs critics.
Like, well, some people are just wrong.
Everyone needs critics. Right.
Of course, people are wrong.
But everyone
like every negative.
Someone's
comment.
Wrong on the internet.
Right, but every negative comment isn't wrong.
Right,
that's
right. True. Exactly. And it pushes you to think a little bit.
Yeah.
I hate them. I don't want any negative comments.
Well, that's why I don't show them. To
you. Thank you. I don't want to hear any negative news.
Man, it's good to have a friend like that.
Nothing negative. Yeah.
Right. Resistance to social media. We're still trying to convince him, and we're going to make it mandatory and step into
I'm
a contract
close.
About
I'm close.
He needs a Twitter account.
Yeah. I don't have a personal Twitter account. The show
you know, has a Twitter account, Everyday right. Nonsense Podcast.
Right, at EVRY Day right. Nonsense.
But
no
I don't have a personal one. You have a personal one?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a personal
Steve,
one.
Steve, you have a personal one?
Kinda.
Oh, kinda.
Kinda. Incognito.
Wow,
Steve-o.
Look at that.
It's for music.
It's for music.
Right, right, yeah.
Twitter's my favorite out of all.
I know you have one.
Yeah. I don't really hide who I am, so, you know, but I can understand why someone else would. See, the problem with anonymity is it's a strategy.
Right.
It's not, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, anonymity is inevitable. And you start seeing things differently when you're, like, as a technocrat, when you realize how encryption works. So encryption is an arms race, just like the internet attacking everybody else.
Interesting.
So when someone writes an encryption algorithm, people will find flaws in it. It's actually really hard to do encryption right, because first of all, the algorithm itself has to be right, then the implementation has to be right. So and everything has to be perfect, and mistakes are found. So what can happen is, if two people are interacting on the internet, someone could record their session, not have any idea what they're saying,
right?
But it just looks like gobbledygook, and then 5 years later, when someone cracks the encryption, they can decrypt it and see what they were saying 5 years ago.
Interesting.
Right?
Wow, who would have known that?
Computer geeks would
right,
know
right,
that, right?
Right.
Sounds like they do.
Is that coding? Encryption, is that what coding is?
Well, coding is when you write a program.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So a simplest program in the world, the one that most people start with, is
Jumpman Jr.
10 go to 20, 20 go to 10. Right?
20 go 10 to 10.
Print, Matt is awesome.
Right.
20 go to 10. And it just prints it over and over.
Okay.
And that's the first program everybody writes.
And that's been like that forever.
And that's a loop.
Really?
Yeah, you're just
right.
doing the same
I
thing.
I remember,
over.
Excuse me one second.
It's
talk over you. But in grammar school, we learned that very thing on, like, Atari 26s, not even Commodore 64.
Well, I didn't go to grammar school.
But when we had computers, it was those simple coding, but it was the same thing. First thing you learned 30 years ago, 35
right.
years ago,
right.
was creating this loop, 10 go to 20. I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm a coder. I guess
that.
I can code.
Yeah, well, if you wrote a program, you can code, right?
So. I did, man. It was a ball that went like this,
well,
and then it went back here, and it kept going like that.
In our circle, it's very funny, Matt, but in our circle, Matt, Mike is the most technologically advanced out of all of us,
mm-hmm.
and we have a small group, and that's really sad.
That's saying something.
But we go to him for our technical questions.
I can't set my watch.
Right, we think he's pretty advanced, and now we hear this, and we're like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
So it's fascinating.
Yeah. So he was trying to get me to set his watch before the show. I can't set his watch either, so. It's not going to happen, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, the thing is, like, so
can you set my VCR clock from not blinking 12 o'clock? Because that is a
I have
long
a, never I have a question out here about that.
For years.
It never records on time.
What the hell's going on?
Well, so this is the problem, is that, you know, one of the reasons people use computers for everything is because you have the same software that you're using over and over.
Right.
You only have to learn it once. Every time you got a new watch or a new VCR or a new microwave
right.
or a new car, you have to learn it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's maddening. It's maddening for everyone. It's not just maddening
for
you.
It's maddening for the manufacturers.
It is.
Right,
so,
even the car manufacturers don't even know what to do sometimes.
No. And by the way, that programming language is most likely BASIC. That's
yes.
usually
Yeah, that's what it was.
Nobody really uses BASIC in the industry,
sure.
but lots of people start off,
right.
you know, in BASIC. And actually, there is a version of BASIC that's still used today on Windows that's pretty cool.
Really?
Visual BASIC. So, now it's VBS, and that's VBS scripts. So, but yeah, so there is, it did eventually feed into something where
well, I have another
people are
question
using it
for you, but I want to. I know you want to get to the news, and I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
Yeah. We got a good one, right?
You guys thought you these guys thought they were going to come on here for half an hour
right.
and just be bored out of their minds.
That's not
I told
said.
You. I warned
Matt's
you.
Matt's on the road tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got dinner reservations.
Yeah, I know. I'm razzing it.
If this space doesn't get 8 hours,
right? Yeah.
You
got to
see what it looks like.
It looks
in the morning.
Like, yeah, really.
I mean, it takes an hour to unglue the wig and put it on the model at home.
A lot of glue.
You look sculpted.
Well, thank you. I try. It's not easy at this age.
No,
31 now.
Like a Jell-O sculpture.
Yeah.
31.
How long have you been 31 for?
Like a mashed potato sculpture.
Yeah, right.
Close
or chopped liver sculpture, like at a bar mitzvah. I like that mug too. We got to talk about that scary mug.
Wow. I bought this for me.
I don't know.
I had
the way you're looking at it.
That we were having.
Wow, it's very severe.
Over and over. And I'm just like, that's it. I've gotten the mean mug.
Yeah,
and it turns out the meeting solved itself, and I never got to bring
it. But
the
that's your look, right? If you had a gun, I mean, you and you know, people I know you're close to,
yeah.
your look is that very heavy metal.
Yeah.
Severe.
Severe.
I embrace my inner Viking.
Like, that's the look.
Right.
Don't touch my coffee!
Like, Matt using that mug would be completely out of place, you know?
I'd be scared every time I take a drink. Right. I'd be like, oh, my God!
You see how he's a kid?
Like, right. Well, he has one like that.
Exhibitor.
He has one like that, but it's Perry Como's face.
Right.
The Andy Williams Christmas album face.
Oh, God, that's funny.
This is great. Crazy news.
Really
thank
fun,
you,
man.
And you gave me this mug. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And there's a history behind this mug.
Yeah. So that mug is actually from the only working missile silo in the United States.
Oh, my God!
Museum. And actually, there's no nuclear material there.
Are you sure? Why did you give me the nuclear mug?
It's all in the mug.
It's not. Yeah.
Thank you.
They just melted down the missile and made it into mugs.
This mug came from Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And it was the last mug that they used before the reactor blew, and I flew it in for you.
You're drinking isotope fuel. Yeah, it's coffee. It's coffee.
I don't know what's going on.
All the way to the border of Arizona. Oh, I guess they thought maybe they'd take out some Mexicans along.
Right. Oh, my
God. They went to nuke the silo. Yeah.
It's nice.
And, so actually, most people don't realize, and I didn't realize either until I went on that tour, the nuclear missiles that they used back then were the same rocket design that they use in the Apollo missions. Same thing.
Same. It looks exactly
the same. It's just you put people in it instead of a weapon.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
And then they went and made coffee mugs out of the scraps from those old rockets.
And then I got
my point is the astronauts have lived a long time. Right. A few of them.
Bathed in rocket fuel.
You might be okay.
No, it looks very clean. I mean, I don't know. I'm twitching.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't seltzer when you started drinking.
Shut the lights on. It's not glowing yet.
Yeah. That nose is.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
All I could see was that nose.
I see three heads when I look at Steve.
This is why I love having Steve here. This is great.
It's good to have Steve
there. Yeah, Steve is a fountain of resourcefulness.
Well, it's been very nice.
Yeah.
God. Have you ever been called a fountain before?
Yeah. Of resourcefulness.
You're just constantly flowing with resources.
I flow forth.
Yeah. All right, back to the news.
All right, back to the news.
I feel like
so the one that Steve brought over, and this is so there are 200,000 people apparently signed up, and it's 342,000 people now signed up in a pact. Now, some people say this is a joke.
A pact
to at the same time meet outside of Area 51.
Uh-oh.
And storm it.
Really?
What?
342,000 people have signed up to this.
Wow, it's like a crazy music festival.
Are you signed up for that?
No. They'll shoot your ass. It's a military base. Right.
Are any bands playing?
What he didn't...
What?
Additional 363,000 interested.
Another. Ooh. So it's double if you get the fence sitters.
And Steve, where is your band playing? Yeah, where did you say?
Area 51.
No, they're just going to see Steve's band.
Well,
and
Technicrat Live from Area 51.
Presumably that
next one.
We'll just be playing on a vehicle as they're riding it.
I've got the vehicle for it.
I love it.
You have to keep moving or else they'll shoot
you. I love it. Right.
It's not mindproof, though.
But I don't know if they're all going to show up.
It'll have a bumper bully on it.
Are they going to show up?
They totally will.
Let me tell you something. If 300,000 people show up, they're storming it.
If 300,000 people signed up, that means that 30,000 might actually show up. That's enough they can't kill them all.
But they don't know how to...
No, that's serious.
They say if they Naruto run, then they will be able to run faster than the bullets.
What? Yeah. All right, well, maybe that.
These people don't know. They don't know how to storm.
And where is Area 51 again?
Apparently, they live in a cartoon world.
It's in Nevada?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Caesar's going to
come
on to that whole
350,000 people. Exactly. I'll go.
Yeah, right, we're going.
Right. Anything in Nevada, we're there.
If we can stay at the Mirage, we're there.
Right. I will storm the hell out of anything you want.
Yeah, right, for a free room? I'll storm Wayne Newton's show.
You guys are standing in the lobby of Caesar's Palace.
Right.
All right, we're ready. Where is everybody? Yeah.
Do they give you a free night stay if you sign that website?
Yeah, you sign up and you storm. Right. And then you go and you stay at Bally's.
Hotel, right.
Right. Right.
Wow.
I like it.
What do you think about, both of you,
Don't threaten me.
Yeah, you too. What are you trying to get away from that tree?
See, this is what you guys are missing out when you're not doing video.
We might soon, actually.
Yeah, we might go to video. Yes. We can get a wide nose lens.
It.
What do you think about Area 51? Do we believe it? Is that all true? Is it blown out of proportion? Something's there, but what do we think?
So watch Joe Rogan 1315. That was the most convincing analysis I've seen of an Area 51 kind of story where somebody was claiming to work on UFOs. But the problem is, there's no way to know.
Right, right.
There's no way to know. This guy, this is the most credible person
I've
ever seen.
Well, if we storm the facility, we'll know.
Well, everybody will know. 363,000 people will know.
Well, I think that's part of what's driving this. I mean, there was I think, like 6 or 7 million hits on that video. So,
wow.
You know,
I got to watch. I didn't know. So
you know what's going to happen?
This guy's been around since the 80s. But the thing is, what happened was he said these things, like, oh, it did this, there was this in the ship, this and that and the other thing, and everything that he said in the past turned out to be true, either scientifically or about devices he was talking about.
You heard, like he said, there's going to be some kind of thing you're going to talk into and you're going to be able to see people, and the phone happened.
Who said this?
Well, no, it wasn't. That's the idea, but...
Just Nostradamus? Who are we talking about?
I don't remember the guy's
name. William Shatner.
J.R.E. 13.
Oh, William Shatner. Well, I believe it.
Yeah. But, like, so, like, there was, like, something where, like, they used a bone scanner. He was claiming they used a bone scanner to do biometrics. By the way, never do biometrics.
Who? Who's doing the claiming?
This guy.
Who said he was
this guy? This guy. Come on.
I don't know
what guy. Give me names.
All right.
Michael Mundy.
Steve, they're razzing me. Could you tell me who was on JRE 1315?
Who was on JRE 1315, Steve?
Thank you.
Info stat.
I'm sorry.
17 and 18.
Poor Steve.
Too,
and if his name is actually this guy?
And Jeremy Corbell.
Okay.
Mm. Ooh, the Corbell brothers.
Did they have a podcast?
So he was saying there was this device, and everyone's like, there's nothing like that exists.
Wow.
Well, it turns out 20 years later it exists.
So there's probably something there.
Yeah, there's probably... But of course, he could just be lying. He could just have a long series of credible lies. Right.
It could be like Al Capone's safe, where everybody storms it, and there's nothing there. There'll be like a live show. David Copperfield will do an open, right?
Right.
And then they'll show everybody storming Area 51 and be like an alien stuffed animal, you know?
Well, I will tell you something that I read, and I don't think we ever talked about this, Mike, and I don't, you know, obviously we never did, but Jackie Gleason, who we're big fans of, I'm a big fan of, Mike is, was very into UFOs and aliens, and he was very good friends with Richard Nixon.
Right.
And he says, Jackie Gleason, in off interviews, if you look it up, when he was alive, that there is an Area 51, that he saw Area 51, that he got a private tour by Richard Nixon.
Wow.
And that, you know, he really believed that. He was like really into that.
Why would he say so?
And for people who don't know who that is, that's who Fred Flintstone was. Seriously, people might not know who he is.
But he really, that's serious. And Steve, Steve, fact check that. But I believe Jackie Gleason was into that UFO stuff, and I believe he said Richard Nixon showed him the whole shebang.
I'd love to hear that
this is
false, by the way. So I'd love to hear.
Look at you invoking Steve.
I don't know if I can do this.
Steve.
And I'll take a lightning number.
Poor Steve.
But right now he's
like,
if that's
he's
true.
Like, he's just under his breath. Fuck
yeah, yeah. Son of
Matt
a
wants
baby.
To bring Steve to work
crazy
tomorrow.
People on the show.
Son of a bitch.
You need to hire Steve. Yeah.
Tell him
just walk around with you and fact check stuff. Like Kramer on Seinfeld.
I told you we need an intern.
Kramer had an intern.
Listen, if we had a fact checker, we'd have no show.
You need an intern.
We need facts to have a fact checker.
I see everywhere, including Snopes, but I did other sources too.
Uh-huh.
It says unproven. So it doesn't mean it was disproven, but it's not approved.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at that.
It isn't disproven. And a lot of them will get disproven. A lot of them are you can prove they're not true. Like if someone says we weren't on the moon, you could prove that wasn't true.
But you do.
It's not easy, but it's doable.
He was a UFO fanatic.
Right.
There you go. So you're half right.
Right? Story of my life.
He never met Nixon.
Half everything. I met Nixon.
Yeah, right.
You think you
are Nixon.
Yeah.
Actually, we think Matt might be a time traveler. All these years we've been trying to figure out, right?
He's a man out of time.
We've known Matt.
I'm a man out of time.
This is him since he's 15. This is legit. But now, actually on the podcast, when our buddy Greg was on, we figured out that he is indeed a time traveler.
I am.
He's always talking about the flux capacitor, the DeLorean. He's always quoting things from 50, 60 years ago.
The flux capacitor. Right.
I think he's just a time traveler.
I live with a guy that looks like Doc.
You do?
Right.
You know what? Captain America. You should have been Captain America.
Oh, okay. So, you know, the first Captain America
would
movie
talk like you, man.
I saw my first Captain America movie the other night. My son showed it to me. He's going to be 13. He never watched the Marvel movies. Now he's into them, like the last year. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the Captain America one. It was great. And you know who the villain was? It was an older one. Robert Redford. Do you remember that one? He was good, Robert Redford.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
I mean, he made him do that movie. He never does a movie.
He was in one of the greatest computer movies
movies of all time.
Which one was that?
Sneakers.
Oh, Sneakers. Right, right, right. I remember that.
That is considered to be...
He was also in Indecent Proposal.
It's considered to be like, you know, like lots of movies are really bad with their tech.
Right.
Sneakers is spot on.
Well, he's pretty good. I was just surprised to see like him in that movie. It really, you know, it was a great movie. So they're good. Those Marvel movies are good. Yeah. I miss Stan Lee on that now. He's not doing cameos, right?
I know.
Well, that's the first movie that he doesn't have a cameo
in. At least you'd have a chuckle.
Well, the Spider-Man.
But how bad it was, you'd have a chuckle when Stan Lee would show up.
I missed not seeing it. I knew he did that. So I missed in the new Spider-Man not seeing him. Even though I'm not a giant Marvel or comic guy or superhero guy, but the movies are good. I will admit.
Yeah, they're great. They're a lot of fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Well, it's been a long time coming. I mean, people were demanding these movies in the 70s and 80s, like the comic book fans. I mean, there weren't like hundreds of millions of them, but there were tens of millions
of
them.
Who knew there were so many superheroes?
There's quite a few.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of people knew that.
A lot of people were really,
Mike never told me that.
The most, I mean, think about how crazy this is. Michael Keaton as Batman is the most serious that they ever took a superhero movie to that point.
Right.
That was the most serious.
Yeah, that was a groundbreaking
movie. And half of it was completely bonkers goofy. Yeah. Like cartoon.
What about Jack Nicholson as the Joker? That was,
we actually liked that movie.
Yeah, that's one of our
I like that too.
Yeah. So that's my favorite.
I don't know how to classify it because like half the time it's an adult movie and half the time I feel like
It was a dark movie though and it was groundbreaking. Right. I remember seeing it like
Well, it introduced
different.
Like the new superhero movies.
Right. This was different than anything we
And then it took
before.
Them quite a while to get it right.
And then they didn't get it right again for another 5, 6, 7 years.
And then Rosemary Clooney was Batman.
Well, and then everything was fine when she was back. Girl, back grandma.
Bat nipples.
Bat nipples.
Well, it's true.
Imagine that sign, right? That light.
That's a different type of movie.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But I remember when George nipples. Clooney did it, and he said it was the worst movie he ever made, right? He hated it. Remember he did Batman?
Yeah.
It was so bad.
He was right.
He hated doing it.
With Chris O'Donnell.
Right. And now who's Batman now? I saw, what's his name?
No.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Affleck.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, he quit? Who's the new Batman? There's another new Batman?
He's pissed about the scripts were terrible in the new
Adam movie. West.
I'm sorry.
Who's the new one?
A lot of people are mad about that, but
no, I didn't know he quit. Who's the new Batman?
They don't have one yet.
Well, no, they got the guy from some
Robert
show. That guy.
Who?
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
Gee, you didn't even have to look that one
Who's
up.
Who's that? Robert
what show?
Were you anticipating that question? He started looking up Batman's while we're talking about him.
He played Edward from Twilight. They had like more masked roles since.
He's Batman?
Yeah.
I don't see him as Batman.
He had more gritty roles since, so people thought he'd be good.
Wow.
I don't see him.
I don't say. You know.
Go ahead.
Steve, you should be Batman. Enough of this.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes, that's it. He's got the voice.
Oh, that's like, have you seen Bat Dad? That viral guy?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that guy's great, man. Bat Dad, have you seen
him? No, I haven't seen Bat Dad.
He's this guy with his kids, and he just posts YouTube videos with his kids, but he's got the cowl, and he takes selfies where you just see his eye in the cowl, and he just says crazy stuff to his kids.
It. Really?
It's awesome. Yeah, he'd be like, Grace, why are you eating cereal? You know?
Don't stand with the refrigerator door open.
I've shown you that before.
Yeah, it's funny.
I like Baby Shark, too.
Funny.
Another big hit. But let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I don't like, and Mike and I have talked about this before, and since we're talking about Batman, I don't like how Batman changed his voice like that. I don't like Batman like that. I don't like it. To me, it's off-putting.
That doesn't really sound like
it, though. I'm Batman. Everyone knows he's Batman. See, that's what I like about the new Spider-Man, because the new Spider-Man, everyone knows he's Spider-Man. The gig is up.
Right, right.
You know, that little, you know you're Spider-Man. You disappear, you show up, they know. The girlfriend
it's
knows.
It's the worst
Everyone can figure it out. So it's like kind of cool.
Right,
but
right.
With Batman, I mean, we know it's Batman. It's even less of a costume.
Which in life imitating art is also apparently reflected in Tom Holland's ability to keep a secret about what the next plot is.
Right, well, they do that on purpose. They do that
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, you know?
They really do. I'm going to grab another water.
Oh, yeah. That ain't what you're grabbing.
Hey. Thank
See,
you very
you heard,
much.
You heard the beer crack. It's real.
Right,
it is real.
Yes.
Yeah, put that
and
in
And this
that.
Is actually not water. It's straight vodka.
Yeah.
If you got one for me, I'll actually take it.
Radioactive slime.
Oh, all right.
I have no idea what I'm going to get into,
my friend.
It's yellow.
You're the aristocrat.
So is this have anything to do with missiles or nuclear material or anything?
Not as much as that mug.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
I like it.
There we go.
All right. So I got
more news. More news.
No, we're done with the news.
That's it for the news?
I think. I don't know.
All right.
Any news?
Trump lifted the blacklist for Huawei.
Huawei.
I like Wawa. I like it better than 7-Eleven. Wawa.
Oh yeah, I like Wawa a lot. I love their diet iced tea. The best.
Huawei is a chip company.
Wait, what did
guys.
Trump do to Wawa? What did he do to Wawa? Can you say it again?
Look, guys, this is Huawei. This is the chip company that makes this.
chips for this.
Thought it was Wawa in the store. I really did. I'm like,
so much better. Now hoagies are great.
Yeah, really.
So I was like, what did he do? He shut down Wawa?
There was a
come on, man.
And we have no peace in this.
No. Jeez, that's the worst news I've heard today. I'm going to Maryland next week. I planned on a Wawa or two.
And Dunkin' Donuts are shut down.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that.
No, it's good. I like it.
All right, so what did he do to Wendy's?
Well, the Chinese weren't allowed to eat Wendy's. And now they are again. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they got to have their Wendy's.
Yeah.
Come on now. I like Wendy's.
Wendy's the best.
Yeah, it's good. Not better than McDonald's.
So I got a question for you guys. Yeah. Whose name goes first? Is it Matt or
it's
is it Mike? Mike. Okay, so you guys decided that. Definitely Mike.
Yeah, I decided that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
He's the main guy.
No,
it's not the main guy. No.
You know why? Because he's a technical.
Well, he's the
that's
top
why he has
filler.
To go
yes.
first.
Yes.
Because I'm the one typing it.
Right.
If he were typing it,
that's it.
It
that's,
would say
that's
that. Like, you know,
to being a technocrat, right? Right. You're the one typing it. You win.
Yeah, I think it flows better, Mike and Matt, too. I honestly do.
Well, like I said, too, we only added that tag on at the end because there is another podcast with the name Everyday Nonsense.
Oh, yeah, what's that story? What happened there?
Well, nothing really. I mean, you know, like we were researching that there wasn't another one, and then 2 weeks before we dropped our first one, it popped up.
Right.
You know, and we had already, you know, we have a good, the
this
guy that...
I want to tell you, it's not just you guys. This kind of crap happens all the time.
Well...
The first thing, if I have ever had, I have bought like a 24 domain names that I later discarded, because as soon as I have an idea, the first thing I do is buy the domain name.
Yes, right. He's one of those.
Well, I have the domain name, but we're actually, the website itself is still under construction. That was the first thing I did, because I think that's the most important.
Yes.
You know, because it's like...
Oh, yeah, you're more technical than you let on.
You know, with
I'm just an everyday guy. I don't know.
No, I'm just doing some research.
You don't have to buy the domain name.
Right, yeah.
No, I just do some research, you know.
I'm out of you.
Yeah, it makes me laugh.
But we had already, the guy, there's a good friend of ours that actually wrote, recorded the music.
Oh, yeah.
We have the theme song that we use. Dave Abernathy,
Okay.
He's great. He's a composer. He's a lyricist. He works for a licensing company on Broadway.
He's on Broadway.
You know,
not Broadway in the city. 106, 107.
right. He writes music.
I crashed into a deli on that road. Yeah,
he writes music for the falafel stand. But still, love you, Dave.
He works for the Sikh temple. He's very good. I mean, really, excellent.
Right, you should hear him play a snake.
Well, he can charm a snake out of a basket.
He
like
could.
Nobody's business. The guy is good.
Right.
He's good.
But he's doing some more things for us. He's doing some drops for us. He's doing a set of skills.
Right?
No, he's really good.
So it's great. Lucky. So he had already written the song. We had already recorded the song or whatever. And I'm not saying these guys did anything wrong. You know, it's not like a really obscure name.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we decided after talking to a few people that we would just go ahead with it and just kind of see what happens, you know, and we have a couple of, if something should happen where, you know, there is some kind of competition or some confusion or anything.
So the way the trademark rules work is you have to register trademarks?
Right. No.
Well, if he didn't register it, he can't stop you.
We didn't either, but, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, now that's prior art. Now that you guys are there, and you can just feel like we were here first.
Well, right. You know? The actual law, I believe, from my research, says that the trademark in this kind of a situation would go to the first person.
This comes up a lot in computers, that's why.
Right.
Oh, really?
Wow. Right. Yeah. It would go, but podcasting is still very gray as far as the law and intellectual property goes, right?
Right, right.
So what I've read, and this could be wrong and it could be right, is that the first person that has it, should there be a battle, is the person that has the trademark rights to it.
Right.
However, you also can't trademark legitimately a title to something like a podcast.
Right.
It's like, you know, Dave told me this.
Right.
He's like, I could write a song called Stairway to Heaven if I wanted to and name it Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
Why don't we do that?
It would be dumb.
Or really smart.
Right.
What the hell is this?
Right. But the property itself, what you're talking about, can't be identical.
Right.
So he can't write the same song. You know,
but he can
name
it
the same.
Right.
So.
Well, we have a team of
attorneys. No, I think you're probably right about it. I wouldn't worry about it.
No, we're not worried about it. We'll try to write it out and see, you know, like hopefully people like
it. It's really interesting. I think, there's a name collision. My Linux users group, people just don't do research. That's part of the problem also. It's like, so we had Lilug has been Lilug since the 90s. We're a federal and state nonprofit. If we ever had someone started a group called Lilug on Long Island.
Really?
They didn't even look it up. They didn't even Google us.
Yeah, they don't even.
They didn't even try.
Right, they didn't even. Right.
Yeah, I'm like, come on.
And
guys,
it's
really?
To find, now it's so easy to find something, right? You just type anything in.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
You can find out any name or anything.
And you know what? Actually, the cool thing is, like, a lot of people get mad about that, but one of the cool things about coming from the open source world is it's just kind of like, all right, good. I'm glad for them. You know, it's fine. You know, I don't love that they have exactly the same name as
right.
at a glance. But, you know, whatever. I don't care if there's another Lilug.
Right.
You know, and sure enough, I think actually they just. just announced that they're doing less meetings, so they're kind of fading away.
Really?
Yeah. So probably the same thing will happen. The other guys.
Yeah, you never know.
Away. Well, you guys are cranking podcasts out, and they're really funny.
Yeah,
so.
we release.
I mean, you're gonna be ahead of me soon.
10 a week.
Yeah. Yeah, we do two every day, both before lunch.
Right. What, do you sleep in the basement? Just wake up. Okay, I'm ready.
We've got a lot of material. Let's put it down.
What we did is we recorded, I think, 5, maybe even 6 before we dropped one.
Well, your entire base of material is people acting ridiculous, which is basically the entire planet. So you should be at this
right.
a while.
Right, right. Well, that's
and you have a time machine, so you have all the time in the
world. Right, right.
It's endless information.
It really is endless information. You know, we really try to, if you haven't listened to the show and you want to check us out, like what we really do try to talk about is, we call it meaningless prattle. That really doesn't matter. You know, and in this, our news cycle that we're sitting in right now, right, I think
something like
that might be a little bit welcome. And you know what? There's a million podcasts out there, but probably very similar. But, you know, hopefully we can bank on the chemistry and people will like it. And, you know.
Right. You know, it's weird because I face the same problem too, right? Sometimes we run into politics. We have to.
Right.
Just because you're talking about computers, inevitably it ends up talking about ethics, right? And inevitably ethics ends up talking about politics. I mean, it's just the way it goes.
A natural progression.
Tonight, we talked about Nixon already.
And really there's two ways you can go, which is either you can be super serious and actually have a studied, detailed, fact-based conversation on what's going on, or you could just completely goof off.
Right.
And actually, it's a relief to hear the goof off sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, right.
You know, I'm too serious for myself.
Everything is very serious.
Right. Yeah.
I always believe that.
But you can't do middle of the road anymore. You have to go one way or the other.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's true.
But I think the thing that we try to hit home to anybody that's listening to us is, if we'll do a bit, a nonsensical, you know, we call them nonsensicals, and that's probably the part of our show that people react to the best.
That's our
and,
Cadillac, Matt.
Right.
So big. That's our showstopper.
Right, and these are the little things that happen to you.
Yeah.
These are the little things that happen to you every day.
It's all done up.
After we talk about it, we want it to be, now, when it happens to you, you think of the podcast.
Right,
right.
You know, like the waving, when somebody waves you on, right?
Oh,
that was our first episode. That was,
you know, when people wave you on, do you go, do you stop, do you this, do you that?
Right, like I told a story, right, because it bothers me, where I pulled up to an intersection on a side street. Right, the guy had already been there,
right,
and he was not on his phone, not doing anything, he was just driving, right, he had already been there, so I waved him through, he waves me through, I said no.
Yeah.
Right, I was here first. Like, right, I'm like,
okay,
I'm like,
go,
why do you need to be the nicer person? Right, because that's what you're trying to do,
this
right?
Is what,
so
he does.
I wave him through again.
He's what is peacocking?
What does he do next?
Peacocking.
Right, and then
what does he do next?
He waves you on.
He flicks his brights.
Oh, he flicks his
brights. So I flick my brights. Now what happens?
Now it's a
inevitably.
Fight.
Now it's well, a no. Fight. Now I go. What does he do?
He grabs his bat.
He goes. And now you're in a brake battle, right? If you just went when I waved you on the first time, why you got to be the nicer person? Just go.
Yeah.
But now, fast forward, you're at an intersection, Matt.
Yeah.
Somebody waves you through. Or no, I'm sorry, you wave someone through and they were there first?
Right.
And they don't go? What are you going to think of?
I'm going to think of you.
These faces. And then there'll be a horrific crash.
This push.
Yeah. See, for me, it's a little different. I just immediately escalate full. I immediately put it in park, shut the car off, open the door, stand there and go like this.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, let me
obviously, I can't go because I'm not even in the car.
You're very similar to Christine. Wow. My wife, Christine, is like that. She really doesn't take much on the road.
Right.
She's really, you know, I would never do that. Even if I was totally in the
I'd
be a nervous wreck.
Dude, I did that the other day. And actually, I wasn't trying to start a fight. I was just trying to, this guy's beeping like crazy behind me, you know.
Right.
And he wants to get into a parking lot. And I'm dropping my kids off in that parking lot. I can't get in the parking lot because it's Queens.
And you have kids in
It's bonkers. It's a circus in
there. Yeah.
So I'm dropping them off in the safest place I can so they can get to the sidewalk so they're not dead.
Right.
Right.
And that happens.
And then this
which is nice
like,
of you.
Which is,
well, he's their father. Come
on. Yeah, you know.
Well, yeah.
They might they'll find me if I leave them dead. So
right.
So I get out of the
they
car.
Have cameras
and you know, I'm not trying to start a fight with a guy. I just stand there to say, if you're going to run my kids over, you got to run me over first.
Oh, what do you
know?
Do?
I didn't say anything. I just stood there.
Wow.
And he starts a fight with me. He's trying to start a fight with me. It's like, oh, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, you're a big dude. I don't know if you
And I'm just
know.
Looking at him like, yeah. Really?
Right?
Was it the bagel boss guy?
Yeah. I didn't even say anything. I didn't even say anything. I just looked at him like, really? And the kid, once the kids are safe, he's still talking. I'm like, whatever. You get in the back of the car and drive away. Because who cares, right?
Yeah, I mean, the ridiculousness of people.
Yeah, it's true. And that's the nonsensicals that we talk about.
It's fuel for our show.
So I would say, I would not recommend getting out of your car, because if you can't laugh at someone who's insulting you.
I would not get out of the car.
No. Yeah, because they will try to start a fight with you.
You
started trying to fight with me.
But
I'm like
you get out of your car.
Sasquatch, dude.
You get out of your car. car, you're making a statement.
Right.
You know, you're 6 what? 7, 8?
The statement is you got to run me over first before you can run my
right.
kids over.
That's but you're I'm a saying. Giant guy. I get out of my car, you get out of your car. It's a little different.
Right.
We like want to run to get back in the car.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't be getting out.
I won't even roll down my window a little bit and let the air out.
Can I help you?
I'm like, I got the air.
I got to tell you that bit with the guy. I don't want to call. I don't want to ruin and spoil your show.
No, please talk about the show.
With the guy with the bike lock, talking about the bicycle gang.
Yeah. Right.
Not biker, bicycle gang.
No, bicyclists.
Bicyclists. And all I could think is, what happens when he does that to bikers?
Right.
Motorcycles.
They kill him. That's what
And they got chains.
These guys are inventing weapons.
Well, right. But I mean, motorcyclists inherently have weapons.
Right.
Just because you can take equipment for your bike.
Yeah, they have chains.
I was blown away by that conversation.
Yeah, if you would have met him.
That was phenomenal.
You
would have episode up.
Yeah, episode
he's so
3.
Not like that, right?
No,
person, but he was very, and he says
people escalate,
he changes,
man.
Yeah.
He changes when he's on his bike.
Right, it was
great. Believe it or not, this is something, this even happens in like the most demure scientists in the computer world. This is just how people are.
Yeah.
I mean, like the absent-minded professor, by the way, is not a stereotype. It's true. There are definitely some scientists out there who are just wandering around with their lab coats on, completely befuddled. But I mean, you know, people will escalate. It doesn't matter what role you are in life. It doesn't matter how many PhDs you have.
They just tick, 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 tick,
you know, and the adrenaline starts going, and they just stop thinking, you know. So, yeah, don't feel so bad.
So what happened?
What happened?
He got back in his car.
Oh, the guy? Oh, yeah, he just got, I just ignored him. He was yelling at me, and I he didn't follow me or anything.
All right.
I was ready for him to follow.
Right.
You know.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, you know, like.
Yeah, Matt's ready to go then. He's like, at that point, I'm ready to go.
You're ready to follow.
Especially when the kids are involved.
I was ready.
That takes you to another level.
The kids are out. They're safe.
Right, I know, but they were involved.
Good luck going up there and getting them. Right, that'd be like out of a karate movie, right? The whole school attacks him.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the kids are safe, and I pull in a parking lot, and he just goes his own way, because he's like, he was expecting me to give him the finger and call him names, and I was like,
no, not going to happen.
Not going to happen. I don't care about you.
That was nice. So you were the bigger man.
No, I just didn't care about him.
Yeah.
I wasn't the bigger man. I guess I was the bigger man, wasn't I, right?
Did the guy look like this, and was he in a silver Chevy?
No.
Don't give up my spot. I'm only in Queens once a week. Come on.
Wow, we've got nothing done.
Yeah,
I love
nothing
it.
Done. I know.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry about.
No, it's beautiful. I love it. So I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys still have landline phones? And when they ring, do you answer them?
Mike? You want to go?
I do have a landline phone.
Yes.
And most of the time I do not. And it's first of all, you see the number on the television now, right?
So
yes.
See what it is. But here's what the sneakiest thing they've done this for a while, but now what they'll do is they'll take a number that is similar to one in my town.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like
that you might recognize.
You know, 516 blank 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 whatever, but the first three numbers will be the same.
Right.
So that you always shouldn't I? You know what I mean? But
right.
I would say very rarely do I, and if I do, it's only to mess with the people on the other end.
Right.
That's because I know that it's a telemarketer, or Big Brother's of Long Island. Mm-hmm. It's one of those two pieces. A telemarketer, some bogus police commissioner looking for money, right?
Right.
Oh, right. Oh, everyone's always telemarketer.
I don't know why we have
a
landline.
Did you see that news story? They found the Nigerian stash.
Oh,
it was one prince out there trying to warn everybody.
Yeah. Wow, amazing. Amazing. But yeah, I do.
Look for that picture. It's funny.
I do have a landline, and I always say, you know, if we ever lose power, we'll have a landline. Right. I'm like, well, idiot, what do you think it works on?
Yeah.
Once the charge is gone, just like your cell phone, it's not going to work either.
We have a landline, but I never, ever answer it. I mean, we keep the machine on or the voicemail, but it's everything we delete. It's written.
No, Matt still has an old school telephone. Yeah. Like this.
It's funny.
We call Matt.
Hey, hello, what are you doing over there? See? Cincinnati. I'll take Bensonhurst 39292.
Right. We live like 12 miles apart, and we have connected by string.
We wanted to get rid of the landline, right? But we couldn't. They charge you more to get rid of it. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, they charge you a surcharge to get rid of the landline.
Right.
It costs you more to not have it.
Right. Yeah, and actually that created a billing problem for me in one of my jobs where they wouldn't give me my full internet reimbursement. They had did internet because we work in IT. You need to be able to log in to work. So, they because Verizon had tied my phone number to my because that's just how they track it.
Yeah,
it's like they use it like a social security number.
Right, it is like a social security number.
They're like, this is completely useless. Why do I have a phone? They're phone heads. They're addicted to phones. Anyway.
Do you have a landline?
I do have a landline. No, I don't answer
it. You don't answer it. Right. Yeah. But you have it just to have
it. It was free. I mean, I was like, oh, yeah, sure. I'll get and sign up and have it for free. And then,
not only do I have a landline, but I have...
It's worse than useless. It's annoying.
Not only that, but I have four spread throughout the house. Because when we still had landlines all the time,
I have four.
I still have the same phones, right? And there's one in my room, there's one in the basement, there's one in the...
It's so stupid. I had it just so I could teach my kids 911. Just because...
Yeah, no, my kids use it, like, before they had... Like, if we leave for a second, my daughter's home, she's 10, we go down this, she'll hold that cordless phone.
Right.
Same thing.
But we talked about cell phones, but even now when your cell phone rings that someone's calling you, and it's not a telemarketer or not Matt's wife, you get extremely extremely worried. I know when Matt's wife calls me, everything's fine, but if it's anyone else, your first thought is, oh no, something's wrong.
Yeah, oh my God.
Right? So we were talking about, we had hashtag bring back the phone call was something we were promoting on one of our episodes.
Anymore.
Because, we're like, pick up the phone instead of complaining about it.
Do you guys text or call first?
We do both, but we talk. We have to talk.
I have to talk.
We do talk a lot. Yeah.
I mean, texting is okay, but I need to talk to him.
I usually have to text people now before I call them. Like, is it okay to call you?
Oh, we did that.
Ask permission to call.
Right.
It's true. Are you free to talk?
Right.
But let me tell you, all the people that called my landline are all passed away. All my aunts or whatever.
And they're still calling.
Yeah. They're not. My aunt called.
Yeah.
They're all gone. So no one calls me anymore except the IRS or whatever that is.
Yeah. So.
They're just getting calls
from beyond at this point.
Right, like the Twilight Zone. That was a weird one.
Yeah. Aunt Lorraine?
What are you doing? Well, you've been dead for 20 years.
Nice. So iPhone or Android, what do you guys think?
I'm an Android guy.
So am I.
Android.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're an Android guy.
Always been
I'm
an Android guy. I don't like the iPhones, man. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've always had an Android.
iPhone or Android?
Android, of course.
Really?
Well, Androids are Linux.
Yeah, because you hate
what?
Apple,
Androids,
right?
Linux is nice stuff.
You guys realize you're Linux users, right?
What's that mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, hey now.
Yeah, Android is right now.
You got that right, we are. We sure are Linux users.
I wouldn't do anything.
Linux is an open source operating system that everyone was mocking in the 90s.
Oh, I thought it was a denture cream.
And written by Linus Torvalds, who also, by the way, wrote Git, which is the code management software that everyone in the industry uses. This guy's like 10 Nobel Prize laureates,
like a genius.
Built into one.
Genius.
And it's all stuff that he does for the public.
Still
it's
not alive.
He's young. He's my age. He's a few years older.
That's another thing about these tech people.
Yeah.
They're very young.
They have to be.
There's a lot of ageism in IT.
Well, not Bill Gates. He's not young.
And it's starting to change. Ageism is starting to get better, but especially when I was started in this field, there's a ton of ageism. If you were over 35, get out.
Yeah.
I think to some extent in tech, my company serves a lot of tech companies. I still see that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. I see that.
Because the hours that you generally have to put in are tremendous, and the tech is still changing. So
if you really know what you're doing, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you know what you're doing, you can leverage it. They just don't want to pay.
Right, they don't want to pay.
They want to abuse someone and keep them at the edge of their sanity.
Are you a Bill Gates fan?
So it's interesting. So Bill Gates had a philosophy. There's actually a philosophy behind Microsoft that's contrary to Linux. So Linux is open source, right? And Linux is under a license called the GPL, and the GPL is a license, a contract written by a guy from MIT called Richard Stallman. And right around the same time, Bill Gates is putting in one magazine. He says there's no reason that a programmer shouldn't get paid.
Right.
And at the same time, you have Richard Stallman putting in a different publication. Why does our code have to suck so bad just so someone can get paid?
Right.
So you have these two kind of contrary, and of course Richard Stallman went nowhere where Microsoft was growing into this monster during the 80s.
Right.
But then in 91, Linus picked it up for the Linux operating system, and that started going crazy. And right around the mid 90s, it started flipping.
Interesting.
You know, and Linux is everywhere. Everything runs Linux. You have Linux in your DVR.
You
have Linux in your car.
Who doesn't know they have Linux?
You have Linux
everywhere.
In your TV. There's Linux, you have Linux on your phone.
Wow. There's plenty of Linux in your mug.
Yeah. Yeah, right. A lot of Linux in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Unfiltered Linux.
Yeah. Unfiltered penguin tears.
I did not realize that. But I are you an Apple fan?
I actually was a very rare sysadmin of Apple servers for a period of time. And Apple's very good.
Because
I
know
Apple.
A lot of tech guys.
But I'm mainly a Linux fan.
Yeah,
that do not
like Apple. It's actually like they don't like the whole idea of Apple.
Well, the company is so.
Mike hates Apple.
Have you ever been to an Apple
Red
store
Delicious.
And try to fix something?
I like Red Delicious.
They call themselves geniuses.
Granny Smith.
Literally, their job title is genius in the Apple store.
Really?
The guy, the fix-it tech guys.
Well, they're pretty
good. How much more arrogant can you be?
Fiji.
Right. That's what I think, yeah.
Fiji apples.
Fiji.
I like those.
I mean, when you go to get your Apple fixed, you go to the genius bar.
I go to the grocery store.
I didn't know that. I never had an
I go to the grocery store. That's what
me too.
But look at a company like Apple,
right?
That everyone thought, and we're in that age bracket that we remember. I don't know if Steve remembers because you're a little younger, but we're a lot younger, 22 years younger. However,
are you wearing a Love Boat shirt?
I'm wearing a Love Boat
That's
shirt.
That's fucking fantastic. How did I not see that before? He's wearing a Love Boat shirt.
The doctor is in.
Go-to shirt. But we remember when Apple was doing horribly.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of a joke.
I remember pineapples. Remember that? I never liked pineapples.
I love pineapples. Don't get me started on pineapples.
Apple was terrible.
The company, right, we thought it was a joke. We thought it was out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It almost was.
Yeah.
Remember those neon computers?
Yeah.
Right there?
Well, it was just not.
That the first Mac wasn't.
Well, they bailed on jobs. They fired jobs.
Right,
and
right.
They were just, and they had a kind of like a soulless CEO corporate structure for a while. And they were mostly interested in just keeping the contract they had with schools open. So it was like the education computer. But nobody used it for anything else.
Right.
And eventually they realized, all right, we're not growing fast enough to keep up with Microsoft
IBM. Yeah, they were kind of like, you were afterthought, Apple. Apple.
Yeah, and then they brought jobs back. And then
the iPad.
A lot of those good ideas were his.
What was it? What's the music thing?
I don't know, but why don't you ever have a mixed drink using apple juice?
I don't know. Can you have? Is that a hot toddy? Is apple juice?
Is it because fermented apples taste weird? Is it
no, like apple juice. Why don't you mix anything with apples?
I'm not a big fan of
apples. You know, a screwdriver you have with orange juice. You know, pineapple, cranberry. These are good mixers. But why not?
You know, like what if you
that's
like?
That's a good question.
What if? I think when you like have like a tequila sunrise or something, or like you know, like let's say you have a screwdriver,
tequila, right?
Right. Let's make it simple. You
right.
A screwdriver, right? It's the fantasy of what if oranges could ferment into alcohol for me,
right.
Just for me. You know, right?
No, for me, it doesn't freaking taste good.
But for some reason, apples, I don't have that fantasy.
Why not?
I don't
what
care.
About apple cider?
What about some rum?
You're totally right.
What
yeah,
about
apple
some
cider?
Apple
right?
cider.
You got any rum and apple juice around here?
Right.
Next, if we come back,
yeah,
we're going to have some rum and some apple juice. We'll make apple juice as a mixer.
All right.
And try different. We'll try all five of the major liquors.
It's going to be interesting.
With apple juice.
Projectile vomiting on the Technocrat Live. Whoa, that's great.
I have some bad memories about Goldschlager. Goldschlager with that. Yeah, that's a different show altogether.
Yeah.
That's a ballgame of a different color, see? So apples, good mixer, not a great computer.
But now a great computer.
Now a great computer.
Imagine if we had Apple stock.
Well, yeah.
We probably did. But when
I
we had Apple stock,
I didn't. My dream trade, like forget about tech for a second.
Right.
My dream trade finance-wise is to just buy and hold Microsoft from like 81 on or 82 on or whatever they went public.
I'll go back with Matt when he goes home tonight. Because Matt's going back to 1972.
I have a get-rich-quick scheme for you.
He's going to get that sports almanac. You can swing through 81 on the way home.
I'm going to be fried from Futurama. I'm going to be a trillionaire with no skills whatsoever.
Encyclopedias are the way to go. Well, I also read an interesting article. You know, Sears is really in bankruptcy now and doing very poorly and closing most of the stores.
Right,
and, you
they're
know,
done.
Amazon, right,
right,
kind of rolled past Sears and changed the way we shopped and everything. But you know Sears, and Steve, you could probably fact-check that, too.
Oh,
I was the first one.
You need an intern, Matt.
Yeah, I need to get a production staff, damn it. but they were the first ones to have.
Why do you invite yourself to be wrong?
Sorry, Steve.
No, they were the first one to have the catalog.
She's going to kneecap me in the parking lot later.
On the software that was Amazon.
Is that right?
Yeah, they passed on the CEO at the time passed on the software because they had the Amazon of years ago, which was this year's catalog.
Right.
That was Amazon. For many, many years.
Yeah, they absolutely.
They were the largest employer in America.
It was the only place to buy award-winning stove.
Anything.
or your long undies.
Right. Right.
Or your,
remember that? The Christmas catalog came. It was like toilet paper thin.
That was it.
The pages, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, it was at 500 pages.
I could have read that crap for 2 hours. Right. It was great. That was like the internet back then.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly really right.
Was. That's the point.
That was like going on Amazon and just like, you know, maybe you'll like, maybe you'll like, maybe you'll like, maybe you'll like, and then you end up someplace really really strange.
And nobody could hack
it. How did I get here?
Right.
You call the lady.
And it was hacker proof. It was Russian proof.
You call the lady on the phone and say, give me 4 of 7324643. And they go, those are the He-Man tidy whities. Yes, give me 3. Right?
Well, I used to do my Christmas list that way as a kid. I remember.
Right, yeah.
Catalog, then narrowing it down to like 10 things.
Right.
And then narrowing it down from that, it was like, you know. Now you do that online.
So I usually do the shtick with whoever I've got on here. I just wanted to point out that we are. This is a page and a half of ideas just for these guys.
Right.
Never mind the usual ideas that we could have hit, and we are there.
Yeah.
We are freaking there.
We haven't even finished the intro yet.
We haven't even finished the intro. We're barely out of the intro, man.
Right. We're still in the intro.
It's awesome. You guys are really fun.
Well, so thank you.
Man. Thanks.
I mean, all you have to do is just talk about how you see the world. And
We appreciate it.
You know, and I appreciate having a new perspective on here. And, we're usually pretty, it can get pretty heavy, you know. We're talking about what if people become cyborgs.
That's my question.
Yeah.
That's the question we were talking about, that, right? What if people, do you think, because I've asked people that we both know, who are really technologically advanced, right? Mm-hmm. And I've asked them, I was talking to Mike about this, in your opinion, is this AI, you know, as serious as people say? And they say to me,
It's not yet.
It will be, though. They say AI, it's very dangerous.
Cyborgs and AI are different things. So AI is when you have a program. So this happens all the time in the movies.
I think Matt is talking about a Cyclops, by the way. I think he's misspeaking. Can't people turn into Cyclops? I think that's what he's talking
about. Mythical creatures from ancient Greece. That's all we're talking about.
My face fell off right now, and there was all wires sticking out.
Right,
would that not freak out our YouTube audience?
That would be spectacular.
We can make that happen.
That would be a good idea.
I'm sorry.
You should do that on every show.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
No, but...
All right. Cyclops, here we go. Cyclops?
These robots.
I would be petrified of a Cyclops. Guaranteed. Yes.
I am. I think that's... Is that a serious threat?
Yeah. All right. So we have AI, right, which we're nowhere near having true artificial intelligence. When you hear AI in the news, just take the word AI, throw it in the trash, and put in machine learning.
Okay.
Most of the time what that means is that someone is taking a list like this, but 8,000 times longer, just huge lists of data. Like, you know that find the stop sign thing?
Right.
You know, like that they make you do on some web pages? That. Millions and millions and millions of times. And they just throw randomly written bots at it, and the one that finds the stop sign the most times is the winner for the day.
So they're not going to take over.
They're not going to take over yet.
Yet. See, that's the caveat. Yet.
So, no, there's a totally credible... This is computer scientists take this really seriously.
I know.
There's
I'm telling you. I read about it.
There's the risk of called the singularity. And the idea is...
Oh, my God. That's more lightning. One eye. One eye. See?
Dun, dun, dun.
It is Cyclops. Singularity.
Exactly.
Right. Singular optic.
There's only one part of me that's got one eye. So...
Whoa, look at that. Working
both. Wow. Look what happened.
Right out of the box.
Give him a beer.
I was talking about here, guys. Look at that. Okay. Yeah,
Give him a beer and see what happens.
Right.
So, it's funny. I've drank half a bottle of wine on the show, and I've never been quite like this before.
Singularity?
The singularity is the idea that if you write a legitimate artificial intelligence, something that can learn how to solve problems in general better for itself, that you're writing a better and better general problem solver, not a stop sign problem solver, not a road line problem solver, not a sort your mail better problem solver, but a problem solver for all problems. That's what humans are. We're problem solvers for all problems. That it will, if you write one that's actually more intelligent than the most intelligent human,
that there's no stopping it anymore. That it can literally outwit its captors.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, but they have no emotion.
Well, who cares? They'll kill you.
Well, they may not kill you, actually. So
why? What form would they take? Do they build themselves like out of
yes.
a piece of fog? They just put themselves together. Is this what happens?
No, but
right. Like, oh look, there's some AI.
You know, they made some movies about
12-foot robot cyclops staring at me. Right,
level with me right now.
Learning what I do and how I move, becoming me like a shapeshifter. Right? Is that where we're headed?
Out. I saw the preview for that recently. There's a new one coming out with both of them, Schwarzenegger and what's her name, Hamilton.
Right,
gonna look good. But
Dorothy Hamilton.
Yeah, Dorothy Hamilton.
Yeah. I'm excited about her.
Amazing.
Level with me, seriously. Is Steve a robot?
Steve is not a robot, okay. Although he has some cybernetic implants.
We know.
Yeah.
Steve is legit.
And I'll let him talk about that. Yeah. I don't want to spoil too much, so I'll let him talk about that.
So those are not eyes.
You talk about your implants on your own show. Right.
Me, a cyborg.
Matt's got implants, too.
Oh, my God, I got implants right here.
You and Matt could talk about your implants together someday.
I mean, transplant at the rate I'm going. So
yeah, the singularity is a real threat. Yeah,
yeah. I think
not saying it's
how long are
we can't manage. I'm just saying that we could manage to avoid getting into that situation.
Well, how do we avoid it?
Well, this is something Isaac Asimov spent his whole career talking about, which is the three laws of robotics, which is you just cannot break these rules
and do harm to humans. And what are the three laws of robotics?
You can't do harm to humans. You can't let harm come to humans through inaction, and you can't. It was something else. I don't know.
And you can't build robots. How about that?
Can't build robots that hurt you.
It's like Big Hero 6. Right?
Yeah, it might be that. I don't remember what the third one was.
That's pretty cool.
They eventually added a zeroth rule, too. But the idea behind all of them
rule?
A zeroth rule, too.
Zeroth?
Yeah, so there's four rules, and it started at zero, because most computer stuff starts like that.
Oh,
it was
I didn't remember that.
But when they added another...
computer science.
When they added another one, why didn't they make it three?
Because they're computer geeks, man. Like why?
No,
they're counting at zero.
I'm going to use zeroth.
Nothing is a number two.
I'm going to use zeroth.
Interesting. So how much time, Mike was asking this, right? How much time do we have before this singularity takes over?
Seven hours. Negative.
My car is turning into a GoBot.
That's conspiracy theory on it?
Yeah.
So negative 10 years. It's already taken over.
Negative 10 years?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's already in charge. It's already out there and making decisions and plotting to keep itself alive and perpetuated.
So my car's going to be a GoBot. When we go
because
back
if
to
you
it.
Look at if you look at the hardware requirements, so there's two possibilities. One is that it's an intractably hard problem to create intelligence, and that it's 50 years out. The other one is that it wasn't a particularly hard problem; it was just a matter of having the hardware. We're at the hardware already. Computers are as fast as our brains. It's a matter of having the right, especially if you start clustering them together and using them as one big computer, like all the big tech companies do this. So. And so you can have like a building, like this whole building. It's a fairly large building for people who don't know.
It's a big building.
It's a big building filled with computers, and each one of those and every one of those can contribute to solving the same problem. They can almost be like brain cells.
Right.
You can almost use it like an autonomous like that. So you could, once we got to the point where the bus speed of computers talking to each other hit a certain point, which was around 2010. You could theoretically have a computer that was smarter than a person.
We're 10 years into the issue.
We could be theoretically 10. Now, who knows, right? But it's possible.
Wow.
It is technically possible that we're already in the singularity.
See that?
And obviously,
I need to get me a Cyclops.
At least it's decently friendly because we're not dead, right? You know, it didn't stick Terminators on us.
Can this robot make a great cup of coffee? That's what I want to do.
Yes,
I don't
probably.
Care what it does. It can take over, but what can it do? Can it vacuum?
So is it like the girl from the Jetsons? What was her name?
Rosie the Robot.
Rosie the Robot,
that's
right.
That's what I'm looking for.
If this thing is loose on the internet, what would probably happen is it would be mostly concerned with keeping the internet up. Making sure the internet stays on all the time. Because remember, it has access to multiple computer
banks. That's the underbelly.
That it can use as its brain.
Yeah,
it would want peace.
Fascinating.
It would want stability. It would want a good power grid. It probably would want economic stability.
Yeah, but if we shut the power off...
Seems like we just have to unplug the internet and the problem is solved.
Right.
Yeah.
But if we shut the power off... They can't
and now
them.
There's 400,000 people waiting outside Google headquarters.
Hey.
Sorry.
And for your money, Matt, the most progressive with it tech company out there today is who?
It's not a company at all. It's the model of open source people contributing
right.
problem solving solutions to.
Okay.
You know,
so
because
Google,
remember what I said about how Linux is running on everything?
Right.
Open source people.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't Google that did that. It wasn't Apple. It wasn't any of those guys. The thing that we're all using in everything, a bunch of guys just got together and said, let's build this thing.
Well, look at the Fortune 500 companies. They're all, you know, the major companies.
I mean, it's not that there's money to be made. There's lots of money to be made. And some companies are better behaved than others. I think Elon Musk isn't bad.
Oh,
I don't think he's evil.
Fan?
I don't think he. No, I say I don't think he's evil.
Yeah, I don't think he's evil.
A lot of the other big tech companies are evil.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Elon Musk is Tesla.
I know Elon Musk. That's the first thing I said. He's real.
Yeah.
Not a Cyclops.
Right. Not a robot.
Not artificial.
Not that we know.
No.
Not that we know.
He could be a robot.
He could be a robot.
Maybe that's why he doesn't seem evil.
Right.
He seems great.
He's really good. His whole program's dedicated to not seeming evil.
Right. He goes home and takes his face off. He just wires up there.
Come on. Have you ever seen any video of Zuckerberg from Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's really like...
He looks like a robot.
He's a freaking robot,
dude.
He
looks like robots, too.
I would not be surprised if his face fell off and there were wires.
You'd wear the same clothes every day.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't he do that? He has like a closet full of the same clothes.
It's like these guys want to look like... I don't understand.
Like 50 pair of the same jeans, 50 of the same shirt to wear the same thing every single day.
You are the richest man in the world. Buy a pair of slacks.
Right, do something.
Would it kill him?
Well, no. I agree. I don't get it
either. But that's their shtick. Like what Steve Jobs.
Yeah, but
thing.
I mean...
He always wore jeans
at least,
and a black...
I might always wear
jeans.
The same shirt, but at least they have different colors.
Right, yeah. Steve Jobs wore mom jeans.
Yeah, he wore mom jeans. He looked like a robot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, right?
What about the new guy who's in charge of Apple? You like him, Tim Cook?
Yeah, he's all right.
I like him. I do like him.
Well, I like him. I like him personally. I mean,
I like him
he
better
wouldn't be
than
good
Jobs.
At his job if we didn't like him.
Jobs was
a lunatic.
Did you see that movie with Steve Jobs?
I didn't see that one.
He was not a great guy, though. I mean, he was a brilliant guy, but he wasn't a great guy. I mean, he was so focused on what he was doing.
Right.
Everyone else kind of fell to the wayside.
Well, there's so much competition in the field. A lot of people turn into total jerks when they actually get into the competition.
Yeah, but Bill Gates doesn't seem like a jerk to me. Is he a jerk, right?
No, he's a nerd.
I've never met him.
But you know what I mean?
Apparently,
he doesn't seem like a jerk, right? Like
the word is, in the early days, in the 80s, he smelled.
Really?
Yeah, he would like get B.O. He wouldn't take a shower for 3 days.
Wow.
It would bother
that happens to the best of us.
But
man, you leave the laundry in
something
a
robot
long,
does,
you know?
Right? Like, you know, robots don't smell.
He couldn't figure out a washing machine, but he can figure out everything else.
Right. But I mean, yeah, I agree. He's probably a real human.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He seems more real than...
Not robot.
Well, look what he's doing. He's donating all his money to charity. Could you believe all his fortune?
Right.
Or most of it. Except for $10 million. Can you believe
all
that?
His fortune except for $10 million?
Well, $10 million is nothing.
What is he worth?
He has no children.
What is he worth?
What's he worth? He's the richest guy in the world.
All right, Google
it. Yeah, he's billions. Billions.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So you don't have to look. It's fine.
For the record, Steve, I have not asked for one thing for
him
today.
I haven't really. That was not me. That doesn't count. I didn't really ask you.
$3.4 billion.
What?
$103.4 billion.
Can you believe that?
I can. Yeah.
And a billion.
That's going to make a lot of robots.
$100 million.
Because you know what? Because
or $10 million.
He was right.
$100 million.
It was $1,000 million. But what is
that's more money than there is in the entire world.
It's $1 million, isn't it?
Wait. What's $1 billion?
Wait, isn't it $1 million?
No.
$1,000 million.
A thousand millions,
and he's worth $100 billion of those.
$1,000 millions is $1 billion.
He's worth $100 billion.
Yeah.
Could you? So is it 3,000 millions is $1 trillion?
No.
No, 1,000.
What's a trillion?
Is a trillion.
300,000 is $1 trillion.
Wow.
This is rich, man.
Well, no, that would do out of our league.
We've been saying billion this whole time, not even knowing what we're talking about.
We're not even,
knowing how much money we're actually talking about.
Is.
Well, now everybody that's watching your show does.
Well, no, human
it's
beings.
All paper.
No. But I mean, seriously, human beings don't know what a billion is. We cannot.
Millions is $1 trillion.
A million millions
is $1 trillion.
Yeah. So I was a few letters off.
The Polynesians had before Western civilization encountered them, had accounting. Their numerical, their number line went like this: 1, 2, 3, many.
Really?
Yeah, because that's how people think.
Yeah, you don't think over a certain amount. I
you
mean,
can't really imagine $1 billion.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Mike can imagine it, but I can't imagine it.
I'd love to imagine it.
Yeah, I can kind of imagine a million, and I mean,
I can imagine
just
a million.
The course
I can imagine
of living in New York and having jobs here and just living a normal life.
You could see yourself.
Millions
yeah.
of dollars have passed through my hands, and it boggles my mind every time I think about it. I'm like,
right, yeah, that is crazy.
What happened?
Yeah, where did it all go? You just held on to each one of those at some point.
Right.
Apparently, you needed to save your ten thousands, not your pennies.
Yeah,
20%. Yeah.
So you know what? Can I shift gears here and ask you something real quick about the
show? Let's do it.
Shoot.
Because it's what's been I've been curious about.
Go.
You
hit
choose
me, man.
To go live instead of edited and recorded.
Right.
We are obviously edited and recorded, and we have done like we did a Facebook Live right for one of our episodes.
We are heavily recorded.
Right, and we're interested in at some point maybe doing some more live.
And you guys are great
things.
Live, by the way. I think you've been awesome.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know if you're nervous about tonight, but you've been
no,
spot on.
Oh, thank you.
Rolling forward.
Mike
and
makes me relax.
Yeah, I do. Well, you know.
It's that mug. Mm-hmm. It's having an effect on your personality.
That's exactly what it is. Right.
I so badly, you have no idea how badly you want to do it. I want to do a spit take.
The poor guy is trying to be serious.
No, you know how badly I want you to smash that into that brick wall.
No, but every time I drink out of this, I want to be like, I want to do a spit take.
You got to do a spit take before we leave.
For a spit take.
You have to. But, Matt, why do you choose to go live as opposed to
So there's two. There's a few different reasons. So I could go the humanist reason, I could go the technical reason, I could go also the lazy reason. So which would you rather first? Lazy.
Start with the lazy.
The lazy one is no editing. Fuck it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's out.
It goes.
That's it. Everybody sees it.
Right.
You know, I've had a ton of technical speech experience because of Y-Lug in front of people. So I'm used to being able to talk about something fairly technical and not botch it up too bad in front of a crowd. So I don't care.
Right.
I can kind of also I can hear the audience in my head now just because I've been doing it so long. So it doesn't bother me. Like I could tell like when you guys hear the audience.
And if there's any psychologist listening, if you heard that, feel free to diagnose.
Yeah. Hearing, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
He's hearing all of you in his head right now.
Yeah. It's an audience.
Yeah. Your wife listening right now going, I knew it. I knew it. You heard his voice at that son of a...
Well, you know, writing is
I've been
like,
saying for years,
totally,
you're hearing voices.
Yeah. Totally serious writing is like this, too. I wrote a book. I wrote a sci-fi book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and when you write, as your book goes on, as your books or your stories go on, the characters... Will
take on their own
take
lives.
On their
I've
own
heard
li-
that.
It's fucking bonkers.
I've heard that. Yeah.
It is bonkers. I literally heard one of the characters in my book go, like, just like, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Wow.
You know, but it was just while writing, not while driving in traffic.
Just
or anything.
For argument's sake, are you drinking out of this mug at all?
Yeah. That's my favorite mug.
I just want to know.
Matt is.
Okay.
By the way, I never wash it, too.
Matt, it's time we tell you.
Yeah.
You are a character in one of Matt's stories that he's written.
Oh, my God.
You don't really exist.
No.
You are a character in one of his stories.
No. We're all a character in the Singularity story.
Oh, boy.
I do feel like a character. Honestly, sometimes I do feel that way.
So,
often feel like a character in a story.
Yeah.
I do.
So
don't you feel that way?
I feel you are that way, too.
The lazy thing is, and I'm sure you'll appreciate it, is fuck editing.
That's
you know?
Nice. Right. You know, that's
but
a
that's
nice thing.
That's the reason.
Right. That's one of the reasons.
Okay, what's the second reason?
So the technical reason is... The technical reason is that I really think we're getting into... So we just had a thing. Someone just played a thing in Lilog. They actually played the audio from this. Someone has written machine learning, not AI, that can imitate someone's voice and mannerisms to
like
the point
Rich
you
Little.
Can put any voice print in there, and they and it was its decision making is advanced enough that it can actually make dinner reservations for you on the phone.
Oh,
I like this. Let's
can
get,
it make dinner reservations? That's right. Ronald Reagan.
Get me a machine learning thing in here right now, please.
Computer.
I still can't hear you, Steve, sir.
Google, I think, did it. They did it with their
yeah, it was Google, yeah.
Oh.
Google did it. So, and there's more coming. I mean, this is just the beginning.
Hey, Google.
Yeah.
Please schedule Matt's niece's nephew's bris for tomorrow at 2 a.m.
I'll take dinner for two at Shea Wendy.
Right, Shea Wendy.
That's exactly what it does, and it works. Right.
Yeah, but doesn't Siri
it
do that?
It fools the person on the other side of the... Yeah, but when you
it imitates your voice.
No, but I mean, it imitates a normal human being's voice so well that the person's not in on this. They don't know.
Oh, like they think it's just a person.
They think
call.
It's a person.
It doesn't sound
calling.
Robotic.
It is passing the Turing test.
Oh.
You know, there's a test for humanity and artificial intelligence.
I'm just thinking of Cameron and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Now remember, it's doing this real time because it's a conversation, so it's going back and forth, and so it has to be able to continue the conversation with the maitre d' on the other side of the phone.
Wow.
So when you think about that,
do you want the table for two?
I would like a table for two.
Yeah, it is not. Doing that would be what I would expect. See, I would just talk to it.
This is special.
I am not familiar with your accent.
Can I please schedule an oil change for tomorrow at 4?
Wow, you really sound like a person. Sure, what kind of car do you have?
I have a Cyclops.
Oh, sure, we'll see you tomorrow.
A jetpack.
What's your name?
Not a human.
Okay, not a human. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's what I'm expecting.
Well, that was like my friend Jay, who used to, remember the Columbia House?
Oh, sure, the Columbia House.
Columbia House orders we all used to do. You get 11 CDs for a penny, 12 CDs, tapes, right, even before that, for a penny. When he went to college, his dorm would always make up fake names and get a million CDs for free because they couldn't go and check. So the best name that he ever used was Will, not pay. Right? And Columbia House sent a package of CDs to Will, not pay.
How did they stay in business?
They didn't.
Right.
That's how.
They gave away 10,000 CDs.
Anyway, so because robots can imitate your voice, you'd rather be live.
Well, no, because they can, because you can do audio and video editing live if you have the money and the equipment.
Right.
The algorithms are there, man.
Right.
I mean, there's already examples out there.
Wow.
So the only way you can know that what you're watching is what the people actually said is if it's live.
Yeah.
Right? Edits are lies. Like, essentially, that's the.
Look at that.
Maybe we'll change our name of the podcast. Edits Our Lives podcast.
Well, you guys, see, the good thing
is, Edits Our Lives, robots.
Guys, it totally doesn't matter for you because you guys are just goofing around, right?
Right.
Yeah, but like, we talk about some pretty heavy shit sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
some
of that laws and ethics and people what people are responsible for and things like that. And, you know, and someone could put words in my mouth.
Right.
I'm not saying. I'm not going to be the target. It's going to be president or, you know,
anybody,
something.
Anybody, someone big, like, you know, could be anything.
No, it's a good answer, though.
Mike. So it's actually a technological reason. Yeah, it's happening, man. So,
See that? Yeah. Who would have known I would have been scared on this show?
Amazing, right?
I can tell some
kids. I
have not even touched. You should read my book.
But
I haven't even begun to touch.
I'm going
to
look at that book.
Yeah.
No, but it is. Back to the original point that is, it is very liberating. I mean, you wouldn't know because you come, you perform, you go. Home and you watch Matlock, you know, while I'm home,
or
and you know,
Murder,
or Murder She Wrote, whichever is the night of the week, Dynasty at times, I'm sure. But that freedom is probably nice, right? To just walk away and, you know,
we were toying with that because Mike does all our editing and producing,
it's a pain.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, doing it
minor things in, like a title card, and just recompress. I mean, it's also 3 hours, but like, you know, recompressing a 3 hour video and uploading it to the net.
Well, that's a big deal, right?
And then it bombs.
Right.
2 hours later, it bombs, and you're like, oh, come on, really? You know, it's just a huge pain in the butt, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, and that way I don't have to.
Wow,
and then just that little bit I do. So imagine, I can't imagine what you go through.
No, it's a lot of work.
You
got to
There's still a part of me that enjoys it, though. There's still a part of me that enjoys it. Like, I like, you know, because
you're a nerd.
I'm a nerd under there. I am.
I'm kidding. It's okay. You can be a nerd.
No, I am. I've always been into that stuff. I used to do that before everybody was doing the video montages or whatever I was doing.
I was always ahead of that. I mean, those videos. Honestly, the video montages he used to do, I mean, with the pictures, were great.
Yeah.
They were productions.
Yeah, they're fun.
Before anyone really was doing it,
right.
You were doing that.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
It's true.
But I took radio classes in college. It was funny.
I forgot
Right back then, like, we had a little studio. There was, like, six people in the class.
Have you been
fun.
On the radio? I've done broadcasting
fun.
On the radio.
At Towson, on the, you know, university radio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me too. I've done that.
Yeah. And we
it's
had
fun.
To.
It's fun.
Right.
A lot of fun.
And, like, the final was you had to produce this kind of a commercial, this kind of a commercial, that kind of. So back then, I thought I was being super original, right? It's a funny story. I thought I was being super original. I was big into wrestling at the time. And I said, I'm going to make a commercial for my radio class of the whole Sunday, come to the arena, the whole thing, right? I did the whole thing, right? We played them in class. Do you know the first three people that went before me started out, Sunday. I kid you not. Everybody, the exact same idea, exact same premise, everything for the final. Man, it was the worst.
That was awful.
It was the worst. That in school.
That's
that
like when you show up and you're wearing the same dress as someone else.
But now none of it's relevant.
Right.
Well, that happens constantly.
But none of it's relevant.
Right. Especially since we go shopping together.
When the robots take over, we don't have to worry about it.
That they already have.
Yeah, well, look at Steve.
Yeah, well, you know,
we don't know who's a robot and who's not.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. It's like where the Fear of the Walking Dead is right now. They have radioactive zombies walking around. So if you kill one, you become radioactive
yourself.
Somebody
do.
Their blood splatters. They're wearing a little pendant that tells you.
Oh, my God. I can't watch it.
Good show.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Yeah, I heard you talking about it. That was the one that you had a movie recommend section. Is that the
one? Yeah, but that wasn't Fear. Yeah, that was my...
That wasn't Fear.
Right, our buddy Rick is a big TV head, and he came on.
Okay, Fear. Okay, I'll check it out.
But no, Fear of the Walking Dead, this is season 5 already, I think.
Well, I never saw it. ignore it.
But it's the same time as Walking Dead. You know, it was the same apocalypse.
Really?
Okay, right, it's cool. A branch off. Nice. It's all different people. There are some crossovers.
And it's still good.
I like it. I actually like it a little bit better than the original right now.
I love zombie shows, man. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like the idea of zombies, but they scare the bejesus out.
Here's a great thing about apocalypse, right? Any kind of apocalypse show or anything, any apocalypse stuff, apocalypse bails you out. So this is what people enjoy about it. So anybody who's made a, like, you know, bad decisions in their life, which is everyone, right? They're like, imagine I never did that thing, right? It's a reboot. Doesn't matter what degrees you have. It doesn't matter what job you have.
Life starts over.
Well, you know, you're one bad decision away from.
I tell you, I remember I Am Legend with, not the one with Charlton Heston, because there was an original one with Charlton Heston.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Of a different name.
Yeah.
Steve? Marathon?
No, leave him alone. Leave him alone. But Steve's not here. He left. He went to the bathroom.
The one with, he had to recharge. But it's the one with Will Smith, right?
Yes.
That is a freaky movie.
I didn't see it.
Like, I often think, could that happen? You know, someone comes up with a cure for cancer,
right,
and it turns everyone into, and kills 3/4 of the population, and the rest of the population turns into crazy zombies. I mean, it really was fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I like that story we read about zombie pigs.
Well, that's the
zombie
new...
Zombie pigs, yes.
That's right. The new Planet of the Apes, too. Sorry.
Planet of the Apes.
Spoilers.
Right.
We have a 1 month spoiler, so you had a chance. You had your chance. You blew it.
You had a lot of chances.
Have you seen the new Planet of the Apes
series? I saw the last one. What was the last one?
Rise, yeah.
That's
great.
The
series.
Yeah, it was terrific.
The CGI is unbelievable.
Terrific. Yeah, it is crazy.
What a difference.
Right?
And it used to be, I'm an ape, you know?
Yeah.
Right. You know, you're not an ape, you're a guy in a mask. Right. No, I'm an ape.
Yeah, their faces, it was like a Disney costume. Their lips didn't move, and you were like, what the hell?
My brother watched that show religiously when I was a kid.
Oh, the movie.
The show.
Oh, the show. I forgot about
it. It was a TV show. Yeah,
TV
it was on for years.
I liked it. I did like it, but the new one's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, they're unbelievable.
It was like the gorilla costume.
I couldn't take the masks. I was like, whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
Right. I did like it.
But that's what made sci-fi cool back then.
Well, it was cheesy.
You know, it was that kitschy part of it, like that whole cheesy, like, you know, somebody in a mask. Right.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. So that's really why. Also, you know, the good thing about live is you can't take it back.
Right.
Right, you know. So
that's a good thing about it?
You can't take it with you.
You know what? Because I never, it's just for me, because I never take stuff back.
Right.
You know, I can apologize. I can say it was wrong. I shouldn't have said it. You know, I don't think I had to do that yet. I'm sure it's coming.
Sure.
But, you know. At the same time, I think people should just own it. And I think this actually has to do with the internet. I think we need to start forgiving people more quickly.
Well, now you really can't do anything.
We find everything out.
Right?
Right.
Right? You know, in the past, like, you know, you did some bad shit. You ran away. It's over.
Yeah. No,
it's not like
really
that anymore.
No, it follows you and it stays with you forever, no matter how big
or small
you
are. And we got to forgive more. We got to forgive more often. So I think the live
and everyone's
forces,
not perfect.
Forces a culture of...
I feel like there needs to be a piano playing or something.
Right,
in the background, right? Some sonata here.
People.
Right. Matt, I forgive you, Matt.
Thank you.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I forgive myself. So what was your best Luddite moment? Either one of you. I mean, you know,
what's your best Luddite?
You know, Luddite moment where you just said, where you said, screw technology, I'm going camping.
Mike, show me what your
well, I had this one Luddite.
To Mike.
I had this one Luddite, but it was way too bright. It was in the corner. Like it didn't illuminate the room like my wife.
The lights we have are just not very good.
I don't really like Luddites.
There was a night that we had way too many Luddites. You remember that?
Don't get me started on that.
See, what's a Luddite moment?
You know, the Luddites were basically sabotaging technology.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, this technology is
so what's the
ridiculous.
Best time I sabotage someone's phone?
Well, what's the best time you just said, screw this, I'm out, I'm being Amish on this, I don't want anything to do with this.
Oh, okay. All right, now I get it.
You know, computer geeks do this all the time, by the way. You know, and partly because we know stuff that other people don't. So, you know, we step back and say, I'm not going to get involved in that technology.
Well, I guess for me, I mean,
that's
while
dangerous.
Mike's thinking, I guess for me,
I'm not thinking, I'm just letting you answer
it. The social media aspect. I mean, we have social media for the podcast and the show, but I don't have any personal. We talked about it earlier, and I think that's where I just said, you know, even though I follow or I look at pages and entertainers I like or whatever, us obviously, but I haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet. I don't have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm only on LinkedIn.
You know what? I mean, honestly, I think that's really reasonable. I got a Twitter account in 2009 and didn't touch it for 8 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had an early Twitter account, and I said, I don't care about this.
You know, that's funny. This is ridiculous.
I went in and out of Twitter for a while too. I also joined in 2009.
Wow. Yeah.
And I went
in 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I went on and I came out like gangbusters. And then for a while though, the problem was like, if you weren't a kind of a celebrity or whatnot, like Twitter was almost useless for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
it was very celebrity.
Now I love it. Now it's my favorite medium. Right. Probably for the last 4 or 5 years.
The network effect was working against you. That's what it was. You know, people had these huge social networks.
Right.
And you just couldn't make a dent. Nobody cared.
Right.
You couldn't make it. You know.
Right. And we talk about it all the time on the show, too, about where we're gearing now. Like, I didn't realize how big Instagram was until we started. Oh, Stitcher, stop with the Stitcher. Jesus. So hung up on the Stitcher.
How about MySpace? Have you heard about MySpace?
I had a MySpace page. I did. They should bring it back.
Oh, God.
They should bring it back.
MySpace.
Stitcher. When is the Ask Ad going to be ready? You know? Jesus. Yeah, but I think I like the Twitter the most, but I didn't realize how big Instagram was until we had that guy Sal on, and you were talking about with the bikes. Mm-hmm. And he's big on Instagram with his, you know, companies.
Yeah, my LA wife's huge on Instagram, and I'm like, what?
And yeah, like, we, you know, we put polls up there now in our story.
Yeah, we get a lot of responses. You know, so I like the idea of it. I really do.
Right, but I'm learning how to use it, and this guy refuses, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, sir.
Now it's just convenient that he's not on
it. Now you kind of have to do it because you're trying to promote your show.
There's no choice. There's no way people are going to listen if we're not active on it.
You know, SEO or search engine optimization. I don't know if you heard that before.
Oh, yeah, sure. So Luddite.
They had a big album in the 80s.
Yeah.
SEO. You're like Luddite SEO's album.
Put your Luddite
on. Come back. Wasn't that Luddite?
Right. Luddite me down.
Yeah, so okay, so that's cool. That's a good answer. I think you're going to pass, or any
Mike doesn't pass.
Luddite moments?
I don't know.
No, you know what?
Moment where you just like you said, screw this. I'm going to go with wood heat or something like crazy like that. You know,
well, enough
or
with technology.
I'm going to bicycle everywhere. Or
yeah, no, I don't think so.
I don't know. Other than that, I can't think of anything else either. I mean, I make fun of it as a shtick, but right. You know, I really do. I mean, I hate when people say, and Mike, we've talked about this.
Well, obviously, your landline phones, right?
Yeah, well.
Landline phones, that's
a good one.
Yeah.
But I hate when we all the technology. I mean, yeah, it's good and bad with everything, but overall, I think it's mostly good.
But right, see, like, right. Yeah, I think, too, you know, I'll have card games with a bunch of guys, and I won't look at my phone the entire time I'm on. So it's not like, you know, I don't know if you consider it that
right
a thing or not. You know,
no,
like,
no,
we're not putting it in a bin with a note that first person pays the check.
That's a very good point, but I think it has to do with our age, too.
It definitely does.
You know, if you were born when you were touchscreening iPads or iPhones from the beginning, it's just normal. It's like part of your brain.
It's very hard to be angry with our kids.
I was saying that's what makes us cyborgs. It literally, you have the phone glued to your face.
Well, that's the thing.
It's like almost like you might as well just pin it to one of your eyes.
Oh, hey.
And I think
there's an idea.
Walk around the phone
like a monocle.
Like some kind of phone. It's really awkward pirate, you know?
Right.
Arr. Arr, I'm checking my Instagram.
Show me Bat-Dad.
Well, I think...
some really hip person with bad...
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think that for work especially, it's made everything so much easier.
Right.
For me, but there's a double-edged sword because you're always connected, right?
Yeah.
Every email, every text.
Oh, it's
so it's a double-edged sword.
I always made my jobs. So this is the advantage of being a technocrat. So I always made my jobs buy me phones.
Technomat.
Mm-hmm.
Technomat. Well, being a technomat, I made my jobs buy me phones.
Right.
And then when it was time when I'm going on vacation, you know,
you
my other phone is on if you have an emergency. Otherwise, I'm shutting this thing off.
Yeah, see, I never did that. I kept everything on one phone, my company phone.
Oh, yeah. No, I had two phones for years, and people were like, why? And I'm like, that's why.
My wife has a separate phone for work,
18 years ago. You know, I remember the person saying to me, I don't know if I ever said this, but our CEO at the time saying, Matt, it's a flip phone, you're getting your first company phone, but you should get another phone privately. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to be tied to this. I said, who cares? I won't even be on it. Now...
Yeah.
It's fast forward almost 20 years.
Now you have it bolted to your
face.
Here,
exactly.
You're a techno pirate.
Cyclops.
Yeah. You're a Cyclops. See, you were right. You're pretty good intuition.
We keep coming
there.
Back to Cyclopses.
So I know you guys are not going to believe this. You haven't even looked at your watch, and I don't want to chase you out. But it is 10 to 10.
Wow, can you believe we've been talking for 4 hours already?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Did you watch my show and see my stick?
No.
That's my stick.
No,
people are shocked. I tell them it's been 2 hours. Like, what?
No, but I remember you saying that on the phone, too. We did a little pre-interview. He said the same thing.
He front-ran my shtick.
Right. That's
not going to let you get a word.
That's what makes Matt go.
Yeah. I wasn't front-running sticks.
That's why you never tell him anything you're going to talk about on the show show before the show.
Or maybe that's been my shtick all along. Right? Because that's what the singularity told me.
Right, exactly. Well, I knew it, right?
All right, so, well, anyway, I don't know if you guys want to wrap it up or if you want to keep going.
Mike, I'll leave it up to you. What do you think? I think we're good, right?
I think we're good,
Two hours. It's a long time. For us, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Our show is usually at 45 minutes.
Right.
Well, we go about an hour.
But
we talk for longer than that.
Yeah, well, we edit it down.
Right.
We usually go an hour and 15.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would say probably around there. I mean, sometimes we've gotten onto ridiculous sessions,
show,
you know?
Right?
But that's the same thing that happens. Like, we get a rundown, or I'll make a rundown, and, you know, we'll talk about two or three things on it.
We'll find out soon if we're going to end now.
And then,
they're discussing it.
But they're
debating it.
I will tell you, though, this has gone very quick. It's been great.
No, it has been great.
I had a lot of fun.
I'm telling you, man, the only reason we do 3 hours is because they kick us out of here.
Right.
They said, you're ridiculous.
Right.
I'm not going to edit this. I'm not gonna do this damn show for more than 3 hours. Yeah, that's how Steve talks. No,
talks. Yeah.
You know, he talks just like Bones from Star Trek.
Yeah. You know? But this has been great. Mike, anything we missed on our end that we
That's what I'm looking at now.
Yeah, keep going if you want.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I have questions.
Chrissy or Terry on Three's Company.
Oh, yeah, Chrissy or Terry on Three's Company. And you have to know what we're talking about.
Oh, okay, so of course,
we'll
I listen to all your shows.
After you answer. Right.
You're going to hate my answer. I didn't watch Three's Company.
Are you kidding me?
I'm totally...
Get out of here.
Wait, I'll give you a sub.
That's it. I'm out of here. I don't want to hear it. There's no sub. There's no sub. Sub.
Sub.
Get out of here. Subs are for Wawa.
What's the sub? What's the sub?
The sub is Gilligan's Island, and the answer is Marianne.
Oh, well, Marianne.
Yeah.
I'm ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Marianne.
See?
I'm Marianne, but she can't hold Chrissy's bra.
Yeah. Now you guys can fight about Marianne and ginger.
No,
see what I did
going.
There?
All right.
I redirected.
How could... come on, man. You can watch it anytime.
Will
you go watch
episodes.
A few? All right, all right.
I watched an episode after I listened to you guys. And I went...
There you go.
I watched the whole thing, and I'm like, I don't care. I really don't care.
Yeah, that's a lot of people feel
either
that way.
Either one is fine.
Oh, no, we care a lot.
It's either one is fine. that's an excellent point, too. That's an excellent point, too.
Yeah, so I don't know if I've heard that answer before.
But we can't thank you enough. This has been terrific.
This has been great.
Yeah, no, it's been a blast.
Man.
Thank you very much.
It's been a blast. Thank you very much, man. We really appreciate it.
Everyday Nonsense Podcast. Go check them out.
Everyone.
And hopefully you guys will promote my show.
We're going to promote your show like crazy.
Just tell people.
No, we want to.
No, next time we will record, we will link to you on there. We will mention you,
and then people will come see you guys and talking about the singularity and cycle.
Yes, now I'm a little nervous.
Right.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Matthew Newell, Technocrat Live. See you in a couple of weeks. I'm going on vacation, so
not a chance.
See you in September.
And we're